fabric that are hanging from the bottom of the space shuttle. Deputy Program Manager Wayne Hale says the spacewalk itself could be dangerous.
You're more exposed to the Earth's radiation belts. You only have one seal between you and vacuum instead of the multiple ones that you normally do when you're inside the cabin of the space shuttle.
But if that fabric is not removed, it could possibly catch fire during reentry. A word of warning tonight for our friends living along the Atlantic and Gulf Coast. David Johnson of the NOAA Weather Service says the hurricane season turning out to be more severe than predicted.
The U.S. has already felt the impact of a major hurricane and two tropical storms. Many more storms are likely to form this season and keep NOAA on guard.
Johnson now predicting as many as 9 more hurricanes before the season ends in November. In sports tonight, Seattle Mariners pitcher Ryan Franklin suspended for 10 days today after testing positive for steroids. He is the second big leaguer to be suspended in as many days. Yesterday, Baltimore Orioles star Rafael Palmeiro was given the same punishment for the same offense. This is CNN Radio News.
And we're back. Hello, caller. You're talking insurance with Dr. Deductible.
Hi, Doc. I'm dealing with multiple...
Multiple personalities?
No, multiple websites. I'm just trying to get car insurance quotes.
You might go to Progressive.com. They'll give you the Progressive Direct Rate and, in most cases, the rates of their top competitors. All on one website.
Call 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or go to Progressive.com. Think easier. Think Progressive. Progressive Halcyon Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio.
Let's go forward, shall we? And your teenager is now in their 20s, so stoned they can't move, which is how they spent college and why they didn't finish and get the job they deserved or the friends. Wish you could do it over again? You can. If you know your child is smoking pot and drinking, do something. Visit theantidrug.com or call 1-800-788-2800 because life doesn't rewind. Action. The Anti-Drug.
Paid for by Office of National Drug Control Policy.
A new travel warning tonight from the State Department. Officials say American travelers can be targeted by Al-Qaeda almost anywhere in the world. However, the warning says Americans in Europe, Asia, Africa, and the Middle East are especially vulnerable. An autopsy shows that 3 New Jersey boys who suffocated in a car trunk were probably still alive when their parents first started looking for them. Even worse, Camden County Prosecutor Vincent Cerubi says police did a less than thorough search of that car.
The car was searched 5 times by family or police, but never thoroughly enough that the trunk was open or the passenger compartment was examined.
And the boys, ages 5, 6, and 11, had been missing for 2 days back in June before their bodies were found. A Miami employee of the National Institutes of Health has been charged with making threats to Florida tax assessors. After losing a tax appeal, Michelle Legister allegedly told workers in the office they'd been infected with anthrax spores. This is news from CNN Radio. Well, our Jim Roop says communities across America taking a stand tonight in an effort to take back their communities from criminals.
It's called the National Night Out in its 22nd year, a unique crime drug prevention event sponsored by the National Association of Town Watch. Communities from all 50 states, some 10,000 of them, will participate in block parties, mingle with law enforcement and each other, and send a message to gangs and criminals that they are taking the streets back. Along with sending that message, NNO heightens crime and drug prevention awareness, generates support and participation in local anti-crime programs, and strengthens neighborhood spirit and community-based policing partnerships. Jim Roop, CNN Radio, Los Angeles.
And some lottery players pick new numbers every week, while some stick with the same numbers week after week. Well, in New York, Gary McGivney's been playing the same numbers for 15 years, and they finally paid off. He is the sole winner of last week's $56 million lotto drawing. I'm Greg Black. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
I would imagine Scott McClellan right about now doesn't want to have Carl Rove over for dinner because he's ending up being on the grill over this guy, and all he can say is the same stonewalling foolishness, and he knows each and every time he goes before the White House press corps, he's going to get the same questions over and over and over again. Thanks, Carl.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
A public service message from Call to Recycle.
Hi, this is Richard Karn. If you've got an old cell phone laying around the house, recycle it. It's easy, it's free, best of all, it's good for the environment. Learn more at calltorecycle.com. That's call, the number two, recycle.com. Or call toll-free at 877-2-RECYCLE. Please, answer the call to recycle.
Mike Malloy, a humble and obedient servant of the truth. On Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike, 92.1.
Truth Seekers, Malloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for joining us. It's about 7 past the hour. We'll be following the Paul Hackett Ohio election results throughout the evening. As you all know, Hackett is an Iraq war vet. It's up against Republican Gene Schmidt in a special election to replace former right-wing psychopath Representative Bob Portman, who received an appointment by Bush as U.S. Trade Representative. So we'll try to keep you posted on that tonight. And next week, we're going to have two rare guest appearances. Lieutenant Paul Lang, who's a disabled vet, running against someone named Fitzpatrick in Pennsylvania's 8th District. On Tuesday, I guess that's on Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, Brian Kennedy, who's a Democratic contender to... Against this crazy Jim Sensenbrenner in Wisconsin's 5th District. So, very unusual for the Malloy program next week. Two guests who are running for office. We are now at 1,806 U.S. servicemen, officially, that's the official number, dead as a result of Bush's lying adventure in Iraq. The number continues to go up, and it's going to continue to go up, as we all know, until this madman in the White House and his the people around him decide that, like Vietnam, this war can't be won. I just wonder how many more American young men and women have to die, have to be blown to pieces, until these people in the White House understand that this war is lost. It was lost the moment we attacked. And I further wonder how much longer the U.S. military will support this, and how much longer the families of soldiers will support it, and how much longer the American public will support it. This is incredibly demoralizing to me. Maybe it is to you, too. Seven Marines killed. Was it yesterday? Seven Marines killed. We have had eight soldiers, four on one day, four on another, in the past week, killed, who were based here in Georgia. And as a matter of fact, who were from Georgia. I'm sorry, not based here. They were from Georgia. Young guys, small towns, who were in the National Guard because they believed that joining the National Guard was the thing to do, defend the homeland, help out when there are disasters and emergencies, pick up a few extra bucks. And these murderous bastards in the White House in this Bush administration keeps sending our soldiers to die for their greed and lust for oil. Honest to Christ, how much longer are we going to accept this? I can't get my mind around the fact that there are Americans still in this country who think that what George Bush has done in Iraq is proper. I can't. How can we in this country be that ignorant? Well, we answer that question just about every night, so it's horrifying. It's just horrifying. You know, these stories of Georgia soldiers dying, being blown to pieces because of Bush's insanity, these are local stories here in Atlanta. You know, they send a film crew, the Channel 2, Channel 5, Channel 11. They send film crews to the funerals. They send film crews to the military bases. It's local stories, and I'm sure that's true no matter where American soldiers and Marines are being butchered by this bastard in the White House. No matter where it happens in the country, it's a local story. It's astonishing. It's just astonishing. I don't know. The death toll now is 1,806. Tomorrow it will be higher. The day after that it will be higher. Next week it'll be higher still. 2 years from now it'll be higher still. 5 years from now it'll continue to go up. And we allow Bush and his administration to continue, don't we? Wow. Hiroshima and Nagasaki, are you aware of the 60th anniversary of the nuclear bombing of those two cities, as happens every August, is coming up? The 60th anniversary, the anniversary is every August. But this is a big one, 60th anniversary. People who now qualify for Social Security and Medicare in this country were 5 years old when this occurred. Hiroshima and Nagasaki, how much do you know about it? Huh? Do you know that the B-29, piloted by General Paul Tibbets, the plane that dropped the Hiroshima bomb, was named the Enola Gay? That was his mom's name. Jesus Christ. Who could do that? Could you name something after your mom that was about to instantly vaporize, murder 70,000 civilians? Could you name that after your mom? And in the days and weeks that followed, another 50,000 would die of vomiting up their own blood and having diarrhea as their intestines liquefied as a result of the nuclear radiation. Could you name that after your mommy? Hi, mommy. We're about to go murder 120,000 people in Hiroshima, and I want to name the weapon of mass destruction after you. Jesus Christ, that's sick. There's a website, theenolagay.com. And Hathi sent me a notice reminding me of the anniversary of Hiroshima coming up, and Nagasaki. It's the official site of General Paul Tibbets, the pilot of the Enola Gay. I thought he was dead. Maybe he's still alive. I don't know. Hathi writes, looking at the site, I had one of my stop the planet, I want to get off moments. No comment necessary, Hathi writes, but check out the section of the website called Collectibles. Collectibles. And then Hathi writes, is there no limit to human depravity? 3 days after we nuked Hiroshima, we nuked Nagasaki. Another 40,000 civilians vaporized, and within the days and weeks that followed, tens of thousands more died as their intestines turned to liquid and passed out of their bodies, and they died of radiation sickness. So, in a sense, gee, Maloya, there's only 70,000, 120,000 total in Hiroshima, only maybe 80,000 in Nagasaki. That's no big deal when you compare it to, Holocaust, or compare it to Pol Pot, or compare it to Mao, or compare it to Stalin, or compare it to anything. And besides, the mythology, and I believe most Americans still believe this, that we had to drop those nuclear weapons on Japan, in order to prevent the deaths of thousands upon thousands upon thousands upon thousands of American soldiers had we invaded. Which is a lie. Japan had already sued for peace. They were ready to give it up. It was just a matter of terms. The reason we dropped the bombs, I think most educated people understand this, was a warning, a shot across the bow, you'll pardon the analogy, or the metaphor, or whatever the hell it is, to the Soviet Union. So upwards of 200,000 people had to be incinerated by direct orders from Harry Truman in order to impress the Soviet Union. It, as far as I'm concerned, it is one of the most shameful acts that the United States, as a nation, could ever have committed under any circumstances. The innocent who died, the slaughter of these 200-plus thousand Japanese people, whose only crime, like the people in Iraq, was having lived in Japan. These are not combatants. Granted, these were people, some of whom I understand, some of the older people later on said, well, maybe we deserved it for the attack on Pearl Harbor. Maybe this is what the warlords of our country took us into, what the emperor took us into. As far as I'm concerned, that's bat snot, okay? We dropped two nuclear weapons on two cities packed with civilians.
I know the mines behind them are riddled full of holes. Not to be trusted with their hands at the controls. Their eyesight is twisted by the glory of their careers. The heaped praise of flattery is music to their ears. To listen to them talk about how it hasn't happened yet, say then, Hiroshima, Nagasaki, a Russian ruble land. Hiroshima, Nagasaki.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is Stephanie Miller. I'm on the left side of the dial.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
I'm Mike Rowe. My life's a mess.
You're going to get really mucky and ucky.
Did you say mucky and ucky?
Yeah.
It's like a giant mixing bowl from hell.
But that is just the way I like it.
That is a very unique smell.
Because I'm the host of Dirty Jobs, Discovery's new series that salutes the unsung heroes who get their hands dirty every day.
You're going to get a little taste of what it's like to be a septic tank technician.
Dirty Jobs.
Just thanks a little.
So it's not you?
Tonight at 9 on the Discovery Channel.
You've seen it in the newspapers, heard it on the radio, watched it on TV. The good news about Aleve. The good news about the strength and safety of Aleve. That just two Aleve can stop arthritis pain all day. No wonder Aleve is the number one pharmacist recommended pain reliever for the sixth year in a row. Ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Pharmacy Times survey among leading OTC oral medications for minor arthritis pain. Use as directed.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
Now, the White House had previously sworn up and down that Rove's not involved. But now it turns out he was. He told Matt Cooper. And this is about them lying us into war. If you don't think this is important, maybe you don't have a friend or relative over in Iraq.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
We actually have Future Mark on line one.
Oh, Future Mark. That guy's great. Put him through.
Hey, buddy. What's up?
Hey, buddy. What's up?
Just checking in, man. I told you Cincinnati would be good. I'm sorry I didn't tell you about the flu you were going to get.
Yeah, thanks, man. When does this go away?
Friday. I promise.
Hey, what's that noise, man?
Oh, I'm sorry. The news is on.
Well, can't you just turn it off? We're kind of having a conversation here.
Actually, no, I can't. The news is always on now, or should I say info blasts are always on. All the media outlets now have these info cannons, and they fire nanorobot swarms of data in the air, and you just kind of breathe them.
Wait. Whoa. Let me see if I get this right. So robots fly into your mouth with the news?
Yeah, mouth, nose, ear canal, sometimes the other orifice, which is strangely pleasant sometimes.
Well, isn't that annoying?
Isn't what annoying?
Getting the news that way.
Is that what we've been talking about? I'm sorry, man. My attention span's taken a real beating since this technology came out in 2030, and that's what caused the... sorry, man. I forgot what we were talking about. Ow! Hey, what? Hey! I just got stung by a story on a runaway bride.
So they sting you too, the nanobots?
No, they're different types. The earlier news carriers were actual insects.
Oh.
I just got stung by an info bee. Fox created those. There were ticks, mosquitoes. What were we talking about?
News, man, news. So what kind of news do you get in 2050?
Well, there are about 250,000 news outlets, most of them in hailables. Hmm. You know, crime blotters, sports, weather, porn. But now they're all mixed together. Actually, as we speak, I'm inhaling the New York Times Financial Lesbian Action Report.
Oh.
It really holds your attention for the 3 seconds it's on. I got to invest in that Dolphin Sports Week.
All right, so I guess there's a Dolphin Sports Week now.
Oh, yeah, Dolphin Sports Porn, Monkey Sports Porn, Giraffe Ball Porn. Oh. Hold on, man. There's a Michael Jackson bulletin that comes in every 3 minutes. Busted again?
He's still around?
Yeah, but he's fondling clones now. So now we're in this like gray zone as far as the ethical thing goes. I mean... We all use the pleasure clones. It's no secret. Really, how old is any clone? A couple weeks old, maybe.
Well, that's kind of creeping me out, buddy.
Mark, hey, how's it going, man?
What?
There's something I was going to tell you. I sent myself a brain mail. Hold on. Tell Mark to start carrying hand sanitizer. Lots of it.
Why?
You know, it wouldn't be fair to tell you why, because I know how you are, but I guess it wouldn't be fair of me not to tell you.
Yeah, that does worry me. How much hand sanitizer?
Well, if they've got it in a drum, buy that. I gotta go. Judy Woodruff Gone Wild is on.
Really?
Shake it, Judy. Yeah!
George Bush is lying to America and sending our troops off to war. He's a complete fool.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1. Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Past the hour. The latest that we have from around about 3 minutes ago from the Ohio 2nd District, the election results. Paul Hackett, who is a decent human being and a rock vet, is trailing Gene Schmidt by about 800 votes out of 100,000 cast. Still too close to call. 50% to 50%. Is the vote tally so far. Astonishing to me. Isn't it to you that the people in southern Ohio who represent the 2nd District would support a war and not support a man who was sucked into the maw of that war and forced to fight it? The hypocrisy in this country is sometimes more than I can take. And I'm just speaking for me. The district is heavily Republican, and you can make the argument that Hackett, running as a Democrat, has done surprisingly well. Hackett is an attorney and a Marine reservist who returned from a tour in Iraq in March. He's been an outspoken critic of the Bush administration and this filthy, degenerate war. Schmidt, his opponent, is a state house member who strongly supports Bush and Bush's policies in the Middle East. So, on the one hand, you have the Republican woman. On the other hand, the Democratic man in a heavily Republican district. So I guess the argument could be made, well, Malloy, what the hell do you want? He's got 50% of the vote. I'm sorry, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. You should have 90% of the vote, allowing for 10% of us will always, even in the 2nd District of Ohio, be insane. We'll keep you updated on that. Limbaugh had some comments today about him, about Hackett. I don't know why I bring Limbaugh up every once in a while. I guess to show the degeneracy of this son of a bitch. Here's a guy who has drugged himself into deafness. Here's a guy who sends his housekeeper out to score drugs for him. And this piece of human waste has the temerity to insult a United States Marine or to make any sort of a comment against a normal human being. I wait for the day when the pig man is put in prison. I hope it happens. I swear to God that I would swear to God if it does happen. If Limbaugh goes to prison, I will reevaluate my stance on atheism. Oh, wait a minute. No, I won't. It'll confirm my position on atheism. Listen to this oxymoron attacking, this is from today, Paul Hackett, and all Democrats. Obviously, Limbaugh and his fellow pissants are terrified.
Bush won this 3-1, and it's been a Republican seat forever. And so the Democrats are eagerly, eagerly eyeing this. Because if this guy Hackett can unseat, take the seat here from Gene Schmidt, his opponent who's never served in Congress, the Democrats are then going to say, see, everything that's happened up till now was a mirage. This just proves the Republicans are going to lose the House in 2006. The Democrats are going to win it back because if a Democrat can take this seat, we can take any seat. Blah, 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 blah. So they're eager, they're excited, and this is how desperate they are.
God, you make me sick to my stomach. Now listen to drug addict Bush butt-cyst Limbaugh attack Hackett's military career. Remember how Limbaugh got out of serving? He had a huge separated cyst on his ass, and that kept him out of the military. Tell me again, Rush, where were you during the Vietnam era?
Civilian Affairs Unit, and this is a Washington Post story. Says here from July 30th, a lawyer and a major in the Marine Reserves, Hackett volunteered last year to serve in Iraq and spent 7 months there in a civilian affairs job, including service around Ramadi and Fallujah. He returned to Ohio in March, decided to jump into the race for Portman's seat, seeking to become the first Iraq War veteran elected to Congress. Okay, call him a staff puke, if that's what you want, but civilian affairs, a staff puke. Bottom line is running a fraudulent, deceptive campaign.
Well, staff puke, that's how you refer to a Marine, Rush? I wonder if Rush said that during the hour of his program that is transmitted on Armed Forces Radio. What do you think?
Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
You've heard the facts, now spread the word. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
Nancy Botwin has the best grass in the neighborhood.
Jesus, Nancy, you weren't kidding. This stuff is primo.
Showtime presents a new original series about a single mom dealing in the suburbs.
If this doesn't work out, I could end up being the oldest Gap employee in Southern California.
Newsweek.com calls Weeds the most talked about comedy in ages.
You didn't hear that from me. I don't like gossip.
Weeds, special preview this Sunday at 11, or see it Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 10, 9 Central. Only on Showtime.
Whatever you're doing this summer...
Dad, throw the ball!
If your back's killing you, relief is in sight. Get relief now and keep moving with Icy Hot Back Patch. Icy Hot hits it where it hurts. Gets icy first to dull the pain, then hot to relax it away. Stays put, putting medicine right where you want it for hours of pain relief. It's going to be a long, hot summer. Icy Hot's here to help. Keeps them in the car, too. The Icy Hot Back Patch. Relief that moves with you. Use as directed.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
Morning Sedition, here on the Mike 92.1. Mark and Mark have access to the most sensitive right-wing information.
Robert Novak is the guy that first tipped Valerie Plame's name. Robert Novak has written a column in the Chicago Sun yesterday. This is the Chicago Sun-Times. This is his home paper yesterday. trying to say that he has journalistic integrity and he wants to clear some stuff up, Riley. But we know this guy is a Republican stooge that would do anything to be near power, and that this apology doesn't amount to much.
Well, it doesn't amount to much.
It's not an apology. I don't know why I'm calling it an apology. It's a clarification is what it is. He's trying to clarify something by making it more confusing.
Well, see, I think he's trying to clarify it more because I think he fears the possibility that somebody up in there perjured themselves in front of this grand jury. I think he's trying to clear the record. What he's doing is speaking to something that was in last Wednesday's Washington Post. Walter Pincus, who we talked about before in terms of this Roe thing, wrote a piece and quoted ex-CIA spokesman Bill Harlow as describing his testimony to the Fitzgerald grand jury. In that testimony, he said that Harlow told Novak, don't mention this woman's name.
Right.
Novak is trying to parse that out into saying, well, all he said was that there could be difficulties.
Well, that his her name should not be revealed. And
that's
apparently,
right.
Harlow was speaking in a way that a CIA agent, the CIA representative could speak. He was being candid to a certain degree, but he couldn't say much more than what he said. And as opposed to just leave Valerie Plame out of it, Novak went right ahead and put her in because he was working for Libby and Cheney. He was doing Rove's dirty work. He was doing Libby's dirty work, and he was happy to do it.
Morning Sedition. From 5 to 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic 92.1. Big Ed has some big ideas on The Mic 92.1.
Why isn't OPEC producing more? This is about owning us. And so what can we do as consumers? There are alternative energy opportunities out there that we're simply not going after as a consumer. It's going to start with the American people. It's not going to start with an elected official that gets campaign donations from oil companies. It's not going to happen that
way. Straight Talk is Progressive Talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mic 92.1.
Welcome to Arizona, partner. The official state neckwear is the bolo, so take off that tie. Nothing says Wild West like wearing a shoelace around your neck. The original Arizonians included the Hopi, the Apache, and the Navajo. They fought with each other until the white man arrived, and the Indians were finally free to set aside their differences and sell turquoise on the side of the road. Eventually, Arizona became part of the land the United States won in the Mexican-American War. The Mexicans gave up almost half their land in exchange for not giving up the rest. Uncle Sam sure knows how to drive a bargain. Demographic change came to Arizona after the Second World War with the Great Migration of the Old People. Spurred on by rumors of a land with a nice dry heat and reasonably priced buffets, America's elderly came in droves to retire. Great caravans of Airstream trailers stretched to the horizon. The main industry is tourism. It's called the Grand Canyon State, but there's much more to Arizona than just a huge hole in the ground. For starters, there's another huge hole in the ground. A giant meteor crater whimsically named Meteor Crater. No other state has been so truly blessed by bombardment from space. In 1971, the London Bridge was purchased and moved to Lake Havasu. Freed from its shroud of London fog, the bridge was able to find its true calling as a backdrop for frolicking teens at MTV spring break parties. From those tequila-soaked teenagers to the senior citizens crowding the Sizzler salad bar, Arizona has something for everybody.
Madison, you're on the mic.
Knowledge is power, and the mic gives us knowledge.
Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic 92.1.
Day after day, I'm more confused.
Border to border and coast to coast, The Mike Malloy Show. All substance, no abuse.
You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul.
One of our listeners sent me an email, said that at the Hamilton County Board of Elections, which I believe isn't Hamilton County, is that Cincinnati? I don't know. Is Cincinnati part of the second district? If somebody knows, let me know. But Hamilton County Board of Elections officials said their biggest problem today was fielding scores of calls from voters who live in the second congressional district complaining that they went to their regular polling places and found them closed. So here we go again. I got an email from somebody also who said, are they using electronic or paper voting in Ohio's second congressional district? I don't know. I would assume it's Diebold, isn't it? I mean, why would they? Isn't that what they used in every polling place when the Bush pigs stole the presidential election in 2004. Wasn't that isn't that what the whole thing is about? So I would imagine they're using Diebold electronic machinery in order to steal this one. So I don't know. I'm thoroughly convinced that as long as we use these electronic voting machines, there will never be a legitimate, honest election in the United States again. It is critically important to the survival of the experiment that these framers put together 225, 230 years ago, that we get rid of these voting machines. Electronic voting has got... There has to be... I don't know. There should be a posse, shouldn't they? Let's see if I can get in trouble now for advocating the destruction of private property. Here we go. Shouldn't there be a posse, maybe a million strong, that goes from county to county, state to state, across the fruited plain, border to border, coast to coast with sledgehammers, and finds these abominable machines and smashes every one of them into a million pieces? I mean, who's going to stop that? Who's going to stop a million people with sledgehammers? Ooh, now that's an interesting thought. Who's going to stop a million people with sledgehammers? Quick report here. Comes from the Washington Post. A major U.S. intelligence review has projected that Iran is at least a decade away from manufacturing the key ingredients for a nuclear weapon, roughly doubling the previous estimate of 5 years. According to government sources with first-hand knowledge of the new analysis, the carefully hedged assessments, which represent consensus among U.S. intelligence agencies, contrast with forceful public statements by the White House. Bush administration officials have asserted, but have not offered proof, that Tehran is moving toward a nuclear arsenal. Yes, indeed! So is Iraq! Until recently, Iran was judged, according to February testimony by Vice Admiral Lowell Jacoby, director of the Defense Intelligence Agency, Iran was judged to be within 5 years of the capability to make a nuclear weapon. Since 1995, U.S. officials have continually estimated Iran to be within 5 years of making nuclear weapons. So far, of course, it has not. Oh, by the way, before that review, Cheney suggested Iranian nuclear advances were so pressing that Israel might be forced to attack, as it did 23 years earlier in Iraq. And in an April 2004 speech, John Bolton, the degenerate pig who has been appointed UN ambassador, said, "If we permit Iran's deception to go on much longer, it will be too late. Iran will have nuclear weapons. We must invade Poland." What's this? No Diebold in Ohio 2nd District? All right, who said that? The only one I believe are using our Claremont County, where she had a significant lean. Then again, blah, 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 blah. They're using the Chads. Okay, this is from... somebody who sent me, I assume this emailer is from Ohio. Do we have any further numbers on that race, Kathy? No?
Okay.
People reporting to their precincts to find out that their precincts had moved! Well, if it works once, surely to God it can work twice or 20 times or forever, right? That's another thing. See, I'm just so out of control that I really do believe that if I showed up to vote in my precinct and it had been switched and I hadn't been noticed, I'd go home and get my sledgehammer. All right. Let's take a couple of phone calls here while we're waiting. Ira is calling from New Jersey. Ira, welcome to the program.
Mike, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
You stole my thunder, because I was going to tell you what you've already said. They're stealing that election in Ohio.
Yeah.
They're stealing it. Now, because there were some polls out, I heard Laura Flanders refer to them over the weekend, that Hackett was ahead, even though it was has been up to now a somewhat Republican kind of area. And then you just, like you've been talking about it, and there people are going to their polling places. They're either closed or it's the wrong one. It's a replay of what happened, like on a smaller scale. It's a congressional district.
Mm-hmm. It's a replay.
It doesn't bode well for 2006.
Well, I just got an email here from the same person. Just reported on local news in Cincinnati on Channel 19 that there were, quote, voting irregularities, close quote, in Claremont, I guess that's a town, and that the remaining precincts were being counted by hand.
Huh.
These sons of bitches, just they won't stop, will they, Ira, huh? These Republican thugs, they just won't stop, will they?
From the standpoint of their agenda, they can't let this... I mean, the guy might get, Hackett might win legitimately in terms of if the votes, if everything was on the up and up, but from their standpoint, they can't let him win because it's like a black eye to them, you know.
Uh-huh, I hear
That's
you.
That's the way I see it. I don't know. I'd be surprised if, in fact, he's declared the winner, but I'd be pleasantly surprised, but from the... From what I'm hearing you say, and then, you know, I'm not so sure how much Diebold, how much paper ballots, but even with the paper ballots, it's the optical scanners, and then the precincts report to the county with the tabulators. The tabulators have been rigged. They rigged some of them last November.
Yeah. Well, we should know something before this program's over tonight. Listen, thanks, Ira.
Thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks for checking in. Arlen emailed in, one, they're using punch cards. Old school, no Diebold, we have a chance. Two, there have been people reporting that they saw Republican candidate Schmidt within 100 feet of polling places, which is a violation of Ohio voting regulations, and she was handing out freebies with her name on them, nail files and stuff like that. This was in the largest Ohio second voting, Ohio voting district, something. I can't read this. Claremont County. Apparently she was asked to leave by polling employees at least once, and she refused, and apparently was caught on video. Well, she's a Republican. She doesn't have to abide by the rules that normal people do. Now, I've got a question here. Somebody wants to know how many polling places by percentage of those available have reported so far. I have no idea. Maybe somebody... Can come up with the percentage. This is from another emailer. I voted optical scan. I live in Claremont County. One of the poll workers was reading Deliver Us From Evil by Sean Hannity. I wanted to take it and whack him over the head with it. Hackett is down by 893 votes. Apparently that's the latest. Deliver Us From Evil. Oh, Jesus. Oh, help me, Lord. John is calling from Utah. John, welcome to the program.
Guys, first time caller. I've never talked to anybody on Air America, but there's just something. You touched on the Diebold machines earlier, and I'm a programmer, and I've been doing that for about 7 years in the tax software industry. I have quite a few programmers here that do the same thing, and I was just discussing the Diebold technology today with my friends, and one of the interesting things about it is they use a technology called Microsoft Access Database on the central tabulator, and the design and the schema of the database is really quite bad.
Yeah.
Like they didn't really put much thought into it, because typically, like for a single voter, you have a single record, you know, then break out each of the votes into its own record and not keep them all centralized on a single field.
Huh.
Does that make sense? In other words, you'd have like a receipt for every person that's voting instead of like a single field that just holds a number. And I just think that's screwy. You just messed up.
Well, yeah, but the whole thing about Diebold, it's a fraudulent, filthy, right-wing attack on the system of voting, electing elected officials in this country. Republicans cannot win when it's just a face-up confrontation. It would be close, because Americans, for the most part, are pretty stupid and ignorant, but they still couldn't win. The only way Republicans can win is by cheating, and that's the reason for the Diebold machines. All Republicans are cheats and liars. They are also immoral.
Can I add one more thing?
Sure.
The thing that really bothered me, and I don't know if your listeners want to hear this, but on my good friend Eric Blumrich's site, bushflash.com.
Yes.
He has a link to a programmer actually testifying in Florida about the Diebold machines. And what was interesting about that was he was testifying to the fact that there was a Republican that actually hired him to write code to change the central tabulator.
Right. That was that story came out, I think, about a year ago. And
I just watched that like a week ago. I mean, maybe I'm not informed, but that just like...
Yeah, it's horrifying. And that happened across the country. It happened across the country. Hey, listen, thanks for checking in, John.
Hey, thanks. Bye.
All right, take care. Quick break. We'll be back, Truth Seeker.
I should, my darling, the red line's forming that we're gonna fly to Mars. Hush now, Mama, forget Osama, Kabul and Kandahar. My brother made sure I won in Florida.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Start your day off on the left side of your radio dial with Morning Sedition, only on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike, 92.1.
When you take 15 girls hiking, you've got to stay alert, even with bad allergies. Hey, stay together! Now I'm Claritin Clear. Only Claritin has proven to make me as alert and focused as someone without allergies. Claritin gives me 24-hour non-drowsy relief from my worst symptoms like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy eyes. No cell phones in hiking. Stay focused. Live Claritin Clear.
Try Claritin Ready Tabs free. Go to Claritin.com or text message 24CLR. Only brand clinically tested. Use as directed.
Hollywood's greatest action hero is now on DVD.
420 ready for takeoff.
John Wayne in two of his most memorable films, the Academy Award winning The High and the Mighty.
I like the way you said that.
And the epic story of aviation and survival, Island in the Sky.
Anything. Mind you, anything can happen up here, Murray.
Both films are now on special edition DVD. Redefine your DVD collection with the man who defined the term movie star. And look for more John Wayne films available from Paramount Home Entertainment.
Stephanie Miller is taking back America for the rest of us.
The best way to help the investigation come to a successful conclusion is for me not to get into discussing it from this podium. I don't think
podium.
That helps.
If it weren't for that podium,
we'd be over and done.
Wait, but this would be done. I'm going to take a pickaxe to that podium.
Stephanie Miller.
I'm not going to address it from this pile of shards of wood.
Weekday mornings at 8 on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
You know, my therapist tells me I got to write down my dreams every night, so this is my one from last night, my dream from last night. So I'm at this mega church in Kentucky, Riley, for the Justice Sunday show. Problem is, I'm locked in an 8-foot steel cage with a cloth draped over it. Outside my cage, I can hear James Dobson screaming about people of faith being attacked and roasted and eaten. I hear the word Shivo, judicial homicide, and Ron Jeremy. I'm not sure what he had to do with it, but suddenly I feel myself being carried on stage and the cloth is removed. I'm hit in the eyes with this intense bright light, and immediately hundreds of neocons start booing and throwing dirt clods and ball peen hammers and mashed potatoes and gravy and doll parts at me. James Dobson sneers and points at me and says, "Brothers and sisters, gaze upon the liberal Jew. Listen to his obstructionist filibuster. Listen to his satanic hate speech. Given half a chance, he'd kill Jesus all over again." Dobson gets a long, sharp stick, reaches through the bars, and pokes me hard in the ribs. He says, "Wouldn't you, huh?" I say, "Ow! Hi, I'm Mark Maron, and this is Morning Sedition." Everybody starts booing and throwing dirt clods at me. "Today, the neocon, death cult, crystal fascist, zombie brigade, boo! Boo!" Dobson pokes me again and barks, "Silence, heathen! What say you, good people? Shall we kill this sinner?" A huge roar went up. "Yeah! Stone him! Stone him!" Dobson raises his hand for quiet and says, "I have a better idea." Then these big guys pick up my cage and lower me into a baptism tank. Dobson screams, "Convert the devil!" I'm underwater for a long time. I start to black out. I see a tunnel and a white light. My dead cat Butch smoking a cigarette. Then they pull me back up, dripping and gasping. And Dobson says, "What say you now?" I say, "Christo fascist. Zombie." Dobson says, "Then you have chosen your own fate." They open the cage and I look up and see four hungry lions circling me, and above them three giant video screens of four hungry lions circling me. I hear an announcer, "When we return on Justice Sunday, the obstructionist liberal gets his just desserts," right after these messages. I woke up and my bed was filled with Polident.
You know, you can be issued a hefty ticket for being caught on a railroad crossing when a train's approaching. Of course, you may not be alive to pay the fine. So, stop, look, and listen.
Go Station in Madison. It's great to have you here. You're all great to listen to. And Sir Andy Rose, you go, girl.
Madison's Progressive Talk, the mic.
Seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malloy.
10 before the hour, Claremont County, thanks to whoever sent this to me. Claremont County is a suburb of Cincinnati. And with 88% of the votes counted, we can't seem to get past that right now. 88% of the votes counted, Hackett is behind by about 800 votes. I wonder how much thought went into stealing this election. The Bush supporter is ahead by 800 votes, so I can't help but wonder, right? If you live in the second Ohio district and feel inclined to send us updates as you get them, we would appreciate that. Thank you very much. Jeffrey's calling from Kentucky. Jeffrey, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike. Sorry I missed you last week with that phone problem.
No problem.
If I cursed last time. I guess I went a little crazy.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's good. It's good to hear that.
Okay. But anyway, before I did tune in tonight, I was watching a little bit of television. I was watching a WSAZ, which is it's a Charleston, West Virginia station, and they cover Ohio, and they were talking about Hackett, and of course Hackett was running his campaign spot, and then the RNCC, the scumbags,
right,
running there saying, he supported this, he supported that, he supported higher taxes, you know, and
right.
Okay, so yes, it is about the Diebold machines. I mean, they're disgusting. They are hackable. So, you know, I think possibly in Ohio, that there is probably someone behind the Diebolds, whatever areas in the district and the counties are using them, just like in 2004, somebody was probably paid underhand by the Bush administration to hack whatever database they were using.
Well, wait. You don't even have to go that far, Jeffrey. I don't know if they're hackable or not. I'm not sure how you do that, but I can tell you this: it's very easy to write a program that takes every 5th or 12th or 6th or 19th Democratic vote and throws it in the toilet, or switches it to a vote for the Republicans. So that's very easy. As far as who's behind it, the president of Diebold in Ohio said he was going to do everything in his power to deliver the election in 2004 for Bush, and he did. He had all of his people cheat, lie, and steal. That's what these sons of bitches do. They are vile and corrupt. They are Republicans, and they don't deserve to hold public office. Nothing. They ought to be put in jail is where they ought to be put.
Very true. And the two people that run Diebold are Bush supporters and brothers.
Yeah, well, that's to be expected. Jeffrey, I got to move on.
Okay.
Thank you,
I'll
sir.
See you in Washington. I'll buy you a beer.
I appreciate it. Appreciate you checking in. John is calling from Georgia. John, welcome to the program. Hey, John.
Hey, Mike. How you doing?
Doing fine, sir. How are you?
Doing great. Wanted to bring up a point that you may not have thought about when you were talking about getting rid of all the electronic voting machines. I'm legally blind, and that has the only way that I can vote by myself without having to have my wife or my mom actually help me fill in the paper ballots is to have those electronic machines.
Right.
And so, to be honest with you, that has actually put me back in the democratic, you might say, system of government, being able to actually contribute to the government as far as being able to vote. So, I totally disagree with you. I really like a lot of your views, but I have to take exception to that particular one.
Tell me again. What are you taking exception to specifically?
The fact that you said that all the electronic voting machines ought to be destroyed, and somebody ought to take a sledgehammer to all of them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know why, don't you?
Why is that?
Because they are not giving a true count a true example of how Americans are voting.
Well, that may be the case, however.
No. It's not a question of maybe. It's a question of is the case. And based on that, every last one of them should be destroyed. All of them. Unless you think it's okay to vote in a way that guarantees the loser will win.
Well, I mean, at least I've had my say in it. That's my opinion.
Okay, well, appreciate it. All right, you have a nice evening.
You too.
You know, why not, if that caller or anybody is content with the Diebold electronic machines, I don't understand that caller. I don't get that. You know, I present it to him as simple as possible. If the machines fraudulently record votes, then why not use a different system? But the caller was content to say, no, that's all right. Why not have a backup paper trail for Diebold machines? We can have electronic machines, which would help that caller, but we need a verified paper trail. What's wrong with that? But, you know, I am so on such a short fuse right now that I believe in destruction, absolute destruction. The people who put these machines out decided consciously, with malice aforethought, that they were going to corrupt and destroy our electoral system. And they have done it. So what are we supposed to do? Demand a paper trail? Oh, that'll work.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
At a time when the United States should be a full and active participant in the United Nations, it will instead be a marginalized force, an embarrassed land represented by one of its most embarrassing sons, recess appointee John Bolton. U.S. Senator Russ Feingold, a Wisconsin Democrat who is a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, has been a leading advocate for bipartisan approaches to foreign policy, spoke well for America and for this country's shattered tradition of respect for the U.N., when he said on the day of Bolton's recess appointment, "Mr. Bolton is fundamentally unsuited for the job, and his record reveals a truly disturbing intolerance of dissent. Mr. Bolton did not win the support of a majority of members of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, and the Senate itself refused to make a final decision on this nomination. But despite all the red flags, the President has taken this extraordinary step to send a polarizing figure with tattered credibility to represent us at the United Nations." For more on John Bolton and the UN, visit thenation.com. I'm John Nichols for Air America Radio.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done!
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait!
Wow! The walls look brighter, the furniture looks fabulous, the colors are more vibrant.
That's Philips Natural Light at work. Philips Natural Light gives you remarkable light, bringing out the true colors in your decor. It's a makeover with a twist. See what's possible in your home with Philips Natural Light. Philips, sense and simplicity.
Come in and save 10% on all Philips Natural Light products at the Home Depot this month.
Which of the following statements is not true? Shopping for music online is fun. Shopping for clothes online is fun. Shopping for car insurance online is fun. What do you mean shopping for car insurance online isn't fun? Go to Geico.com. It's quick, it's easy, and in no time at all, you could save hundreds on your car insurance. Now be honest, what's not fun about that? Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Randy Rhodes,
loud and left,
on the Mike 92.1.
The only way to polish our image abroad, because we keep on killing the people to whom we'd like to be appealing, that we have a shiny American pro-democracy, pro-facts, pro-truth, pro-checks and balances kind of an image, and you haven't really modeled it very well. Convince the rest of the world that we're really Canada.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 5 on the Mike 92.1 and the Mike921.com.
Yeah, this is Ryan, and I'm on the Mike.
The Mike 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
Look at those numbers.
Woo! Look at those numbers! Yeah! Can you believe we get paid to do this? It's only Monday!
Excited about what you do? Well, pass it on.
As a junior achievement volunteer, you can bring your enthusiasm to the classroom and give a few kids a little something extra to get excited about, their future. Share a little something of yourself. Be a JA volunteer.
For information on how you can get involved, log on to JA.org.
CNN Radio News, I'm Amanda Moyer. More troubles for NASA. Astronauts in space are gearing up for a touchy repair job. Deputy Shuttle Program Manager Wayne Hale says a spacewalk is planned for early Wednesday.
Everybody, both on the ground and in space, feels very comfortable to go execute the EVA as it planned, including the addition of a little extra time to go remove those gap fillers.
Officials say the operation is a precaution against a re-entry overheating threat. NASA is afraid the dangling strips could pose a problem similar to the one that doomed Columbia. An Air France jet crashes into a ravine after the pilot overshot the runway in Toronto this afternoon while landing during a storm. This passenger describes what happened.
Everybody was jumping on the inside, and we scrap over each other.
Canadian officials say all 309 passengers and crew members survived the fiery crash. A brain-dead woman on life support gives birth to a baby girl today in Virginia. The woman's husband, Justin, says Susan Ann Catherine Torres is doing well and there were no complications during the delivery. 26-year-old Susan Torres lost consciousness from a stroke on May 7th. A new report shows police looking for three missing boys who were later found dead did not follow proper procedures. New Jersey prosecutor Vincent Cerubi says the car was searched, but not the trunk.
The family searched Wednesday night before police arrived. Soon after that, the police officers looked inside but didn't enter the car or open the trunk.
The report also found the parents at fault for waiting 3 hours to call police and for failing to tell authorities the boys had previously played in the trunk of the car. Experts are rethinking the time-honored warning, don't talk to strangers, saying strangers may be the best source of help. This is CNN Radio News.
You know, sleep can really impact how we look. I've noticed when I don't get enough sleep, not only does my skin look duller, but I just look older. So when I have pain and trouble sleeping, I don't just put up with it. I take something, Tylenol PM. It doesn't make me groggy, and it's non-habit forming. I just look and feel better when I get enough sleep. For me, it's not just about hitting the gym and stocking up at the makeup counter. It's about making sure I relieve my pain and I can sleep. Tylenol PM. Use only as directed.
Ready to win a new Honda Element SUV? Or how about a free mountain bike? Or check this out, college tuition, $20,000 worth. It's a free ride at CompUSA with great giveaways and awesome back-to-school savings on all the sweetest technology. Come on, take a free ride now at CompUSA. No purchase necessary, must be 18 or older with a valid U.S. driver's license. Game ends August 11th, see store for official rules.
The only remaining jailed suspect being held in the disappearance of Natalie Holloway is facing more scrutiny. Our Susan Candiotti told CNN's Larry King Live police questioned Joran Vandersloot Tuesday.
We don't know what, if anything, he said. He might have been silent for all of we know, but presumably he had something to say. He did have his attorney present with him during that time, and the FBI was allowed to observe the interview.
The Alabama team has been missing since May 30th. The National Weather Service is predicting many more hurricanes for this season. 2005 has already seen 7 storms, including 2 hurricanes. Forecasters say by the end of November, there could be 11 to 14 more tropical storms, and 7 to 9 of them could be hurricanes. Warmer waters, low wind shear, and low pressure are to blame for the increase in activity. And Saudi Arabia's King Fahd was laid to rest today. Vice President Cheney will pay his respects Wednesday and will meet with the country's new leader. This is news from CNN Radio. CNN Radio's John Lawrence reports hardcore fans of HBO's Sex and the City are in for a treat.
A box set comprised of 20 DVDs of the show is scheduled to be released in November. The package will feature all 94 episodes of the program, as well as hours and hours of special features, including a DVD that focuses on dating advice, fashion tips, and more. The box set will cost $300. John Lawrence, CNN Radio.
Auto sales are up in July thanks to an employee discount program. General Motors, Ford, and Daimler Chrysler are extending the offer. And it still doesn't have a name, but officials at the National Zoo in Washington say the giant panda cub born last month is a male. The 3.5-week-old cub weighs just under 2 pounds. I'm Amanda Moyer. This is the CNN Radio Network.
Morning's edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
Karl Rove is guilty of treason. I believe he is. Much of America believes he is. The Republicans are trying to spin it differently, though the White House is stonewalling out of fear that they will see the man behind the curtain for who he is, a traitor. Am I right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Morning's edition from 5 to 8. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The mic, 92.1.
Hey, Dad.
What?
I can't get the ketchup bottle open.
Here, let me try. Here you go.
Thanks.
You don't have to be a hero to be a hero. When you adopt a child from foster care, just being there makes all the difference. To learn more, call 1-888-200-4005. A public service announcement brought to you by Adopt U.S. Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Truth Seekers, here's your voice. It's Mike Malloy on Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mic, 92.1.
Six and a half past the hour. Welcome back. Well, it appears that Mr. Hackett has lost in Ohio's second, I put quotes around the word lost, in Ohio's second district. The Republican slime machine appears to have stolen another one. Panel in Montana wrote in and said, been following the vote in Ohio, just don't understand why Hackett would be winning in the less populated counties and losing in the cities. It doesn't make sense, and I can only conclude they were witnessing slack-jawed, another fraudulent election. Yeah, I would think so. It I'm getting emails here from people saying, well, why doesn't Hackett ask for a recount? I don't know what Ohio law is regarding that. I believe that if the election is close enough to fall within a plus or minus of 0.025% of the votes cast, there's an automatic recount, but I don't think it was that close. I don't know. Just keep the emails coming if you want to, and I don't know why I or you or anybody thought that an election, a presidential election that was stolen in Ohio, would produce honest or legitimate results in a special election for another Republican slime ball. Oh, Jesus. See, if I say this, then I get emails from people say, well, you're being too negative. The Republican machine has figured out a way, whether they're using Diebold machines or not, they've just figured out a way to murder the electoral process in the United States. I guess. I don't know. Do you sometimes I want to say, do you care anymore? And I know that's a half-witted question. Of course we care. Eric wrote in, Mike, the caller who is blind and needed an e-voting machine to vote has another option. Have one e-machine at each precinct for visually impaired people. It would give them audio feedback via headphones and mark the same paper ballot the rest of us use pencils to fill in. Yeah. Yeah. But you see, that presupposes a sensible, logical, legitimate voting process. And we don't have that in this country anymore. And speaking of voting rights, there is an event here in Atlanta this Saturday. Are you aware of this? There's a rally that is being held in support of reauthorizing the 1965 Voting Rights Act. See, it has to be renewed. Did you know that? It wasn't permanent. It has to be renewed. There's a pro-democracy march and rally scheduled for August 6th here in Atlanta calling for renewal of certain, definitely crucial provisions of the 1965 Voting Rights Act. It's on our website, MikeMalloy.com, an action alert. You can check it out. It'll begin 10 a.m. Saturday, August 6th, March beginning at the Federal Building here and ending at Morris Brown College. There's all sorts of events. All sorts of people are going to be here, including my colleague, Randy Rhodes. I think Randy and I are going to march in there. Randy's going to march in there if we can get up early enough, right? I think we're going to be in this. Randy's coming down from NYC. And we will certainly at least go to the rally. I don't know if we can make the march or not, with given the fact that we work Friday night. I wonder if the company would leave. Would they let us off Friday night? They probably would, but that makes me feel weird. A lot of folks are going to be here. Rainbow Push is, I believe they're the ones sponsoring this, right? I think it's Rainbow Push? Yeah, okay. Reverend Jesse Jackson said the right to vote is at the heart of our democracy, yet this all-important right is not explicitly granted to individuals in the U.S. Constitution. Jackson went on to say, where our military is fighting for democracy in Iraq, come on, Jesse. It is incumbent upon us to do everything we can to preserve it here at home. In Iraq, women are protected and minorities are protected, yet here at home, we still are fighting to achieve those same protections. Well, this Saturday, if you're in the Atlanta area, if you're in Georgia, if you're in Alabama, South Carolina, Georgia, any place, Florida, any place close to Atlanta, and you are concerned about the Voting Rights Act, which guarantees the right to vote for everybody, really, you know, it's not just for minorities. God. And are we going to talk to Randy? But we're going to have Randy on the air Friday about this? Okay. Am I going to be in her program? She's going to be in mine. She's going to be on this one. Okay. And, it'll be good to say. We haven't seen Randy since April when we were in New York. So maybe she and I can get arrested down here. What do you think? Yeah? Maybe we can, maybe Randy Rhodes and I can do, we'll do something. Is she going to be one of the speakers, or don't you know? You don't know? I have no idea. Okay. Two Air America radio talk show hosts busted in riot in Atlanta, Georgia. Police say the National Guard had to be called in to quell thousands of demonstrators who were worked to a feverish pitch by some blonde woman and some old guy standing at the podium screaming about voting rights. Old white guy. Okay, where are we? Jeff is calling from Denver. Jeff, welcome to the program. Yo, Jeff.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. How are you?
I'm good. I think you're being a little too negative. First of all, I think he's going to call for a recount.
Yeah?
And secondly, if you think about that district, it was about 65% Republican to start with.
Well, that's what the voting in the 2004 election showed. But do you have any doubts that the Ohio count was rigged?
Well, you know, I've been watching this. My wife is the House District 37 chair here in Colorado, and I actually sent Paul some money. And I've been watching this, and I got updates about every 15 minutes on the votes from the time the polls closed till about 8 o'clock Mountain Time.
Right.
And in the last hour, I got nothing. And then all of a sudden, an hour later, boom, you know, Gene Schmidt wins the freaking election. So I'm a little worried about that, too.
Well, then what do you mean you think I'm being too negative?
Well, the fact that the Democrats were able to close 15 points, even with the way they count votes down there, bodes very well for my wife here in Colorado in the House District 37 in 2006. So,
well, you know, a friend of mine, and I'm sure a friend of yours, told you the same thing this friend of mine told me. Close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. it doesn't make any difference if it's close, if the ultimate winner is are these thuggish Republicans who may want it to be appear to be close. You know, don't steal a million votes, steal 10,000. The end result is the same, but the ignorant voters don't rise up and say, wait a minute, it was stolen. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, I absolutely. You know, I agree, and I think there has to be a groundswell protest against these voting machines.
Now, what is your wife going to be running for? What office?
No, she is the House District 37 Democratic Chair.
Oh, I see. Okay, my bad. All right,
she helps organize, you know, all the volunteers to go out door to door and make phone calls and stuff.
Mm-hmm. What is your wife's take on the voting process there in her area in Colorado?
Well, we don't have the Diebold machines here, and we're in a heavily Republican district, but it's only about 55-45, so she's fighting an uphill battle here. But if the Democrats can do that well there, I think it bodes very well here for her. She's actually at a meeting right now, and she'll be home in about a half hour.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been working since the election. They have meetings. She has meetings twice a week with her volunteers and the other chairs, and they're working really hard every week. They've never stopped since the last election.
Well, you may be right then, Jeff. Maybe I'm being too negative. Maybe I'm being too cynical. I don't know. I guess we're going to have to wait and see how these various special elections occur before the 2006 congressional elections and see what happens. Hey, listen, pal, I got to leave there. Thanks for checking in, okay?
You bet.
All right, you have a nice evening. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
Was getting mighty slim. Those black robes couldn't hide your Bush T-shirt there inside. You made the man with a few votes win. Congratulations, George. Well, it's all bought and paid for. The history books will have to write you in. Or maybe you could pass a law so the rest of us can all see how the man.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Vote with your radio presets. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
It's not that I'm a film snob, it's just that I like intelligent personal films that have unique points of view.
Are you saying there's nothing in the multiplex that interests you?
Find me a multiplex that runs the winners from Sundance or Cannes, and I'll let you know.
Who gets to see those foreign and independent films anyway?
I do. I joined Film Movement.
Film Movement?
It's the DVD of the Month Club for independent and foreign films. I subscribed, and Film Movement sends me an incredible new film every month to own. Their curators select movies from the world's top festivals.
How do you join Film Movement?
I signed up on their website, filmmovement.com. Once a month, I get a DVD with a great feature film plus a bonus short film. It's like free dessert.
Do you want any dessert?
No, thanks. I'll have some of yours. Get something with chocolate.
Well, maybe we can go back to your place for dessert and a Film Movement evening.
Maybe we should plan on eating dessert here. Make it chocolate.
Click on the Film Movement link on airamericaradio.com or go to filmmovement.com to subscribe. Film Movement. Are you a member yet?
Order now via Air America's website or filmmovement.com and receive 20% off your order plus a free Film Movement compilation of award-winning shorts. They're like dessert.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
Let's not assume that people aren't tired of liars. Look,
I am.
Here's the bottom line. People lie. 25% of the American people think the administration's not up front with you on this. Most of the country does not believe that the administration is cooperating. It's all lip service.
Straight Talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
Hey, Maren. Sorry to interrupt you, buddy, but Future Mark is on line one.
Future Mark, great. Put him through.
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Hey, buddy, what's up? So what's going on in 2050 today?
Well, I'm getting my kidney replaced. It's been about 3 months, and I was at the hospital anyway, so I thought, you know, what the hell? But that's not really why I'm at the hospital.
So why are you at the hospital?
I had to bring my clone in because he hurt himself.
Oh, no. Is he, are they okay? I mean, are you guys okay? What happened?
Well, he's fine. They're always fine. I just, I kind of beat him up.
Whoa. You beat up your clone? Well, I'm sorry, buddy, but that's kind of creepy.
All right, well, look, you know how you spent all those years beating yourself up? Well, in 2050, that's all over, my friend. You just take it out on the clone. It's actually why most people have them anyway.
Wait, so in the future I have a clone,
and I just use him as a punching bag.
Well, that's not what he's for. You know, he cooks, he cleans, he does the things you don't want to do. He attends events for me sometimes. He stands in line for stuff. I make him buy condoms, yeah, stuff like that.
But mostly you just hit him.
You don't understand, Mark. Crime has gone way down because of clones. They take the brunt of people's frustrations. There's hardly any more domestic abuse now that you can kick your clone's ass instead.
I'm sorry, man, but that it just sounds exactly like domestic abuse to me.
No, it's not. They don't bleed or anything. They don't even feel physical pain. I even shot him once, and then I sent him out for pizza. The problem is, actually, you can hurt their feelings. I mean, they are still you, you know.
Mr. Marin, your clone is ready to go home now.
Oh, hey, Mark, my clone's here. Hold on. You told me you fell down the stairs, right? Like we said, right?
Wow, this is really weird. I mean, I don't want to judge you, but man. So is everybody like this to their clones?
Hey, I'm one of the nice ones, okay? I mean, I'm not a clonist or anything. I've even been to Clone Town, like, a bunch of times. As long as they know their place. You know what I'm saying? I mean, can you imagine if they could vote? Wow. That'd be awful.
Oh, man. Dude, I usually enjoy these conversations, but today you're really making me kind of sad. Kind of bummed, a little freaked out. But is there anything you want to tell me before I go?
Yeah, actually. Did you see the movie Signs?
You mean the one about the crop circles and the aliens?
Exactly. Okay, so here's what you need to do. You need to rent it again, kind of get the message, and just for your own peace of mind, you might want to have a super soaker filled with water on you pretty much all the time.
Okay, man. But look, be nicer to your clone.
Yeah, whatever. Later, man.
Later.
Laughs in the morning, get a little randy on the way home. Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
I think American people, now that they've realized I'm going to seek re-election, expect me to seek re-election.
About 22 past the hour. Email here from Zuzu. The biggest discrepancy in this vote tonight is in Claremont County, where the population supposedly is around 41,000. So the tally is saying that more than half the population of that county voted today. We're talking man, woman, and child. My emailer says, give me a break. The reason they did that was to pull the vote ahead of the amount that would have qualified for an automatic recount. Not only are these bastards criminals, but they don't even bother to make their crimes invisible. They say, here you go, dummies, eat it. Yeah, well, that's true. We passed a point where Republicans even try to hide their crimes anymore. And going back to the pig man, what Limbaugh had to say about Hackett, I don't know this. I don't know that much about the guy. I went to his website a couple of times. We had a link up on our website. Somebody emailed me and said he's really kind of a libertarian type. This, that. You know, I don't know. I don't. But I do know this. When this filthy, degenerate, drug addict, Rush Limbaugh, attacks soldiers, people like, oh my God, our former Secretary of State here, our former Senator here, Max Cleland, who left, can anyone argue that he left three of his limbs in Vietnam? No, I don't think so. When Max Cleland, when John Kerry, when Hackett, when all of these people are attacked by this filthy, filthy Limbaugh, you can bet your ass he doesn't do it during the hour that his broadcast is carried over Armed Forces Radio. But how can military families tune in the pig man? How can they vote for Bush and Cheney? How can you people do it? How do you hold that in your head and your heart? You listen to Limbaugh, and he constantly, constantly goes after Democrats who have served their country, served in combat zones. Hackett was in Fallujah. What did Limbaugh call him? A puke. Take Limbaugh with his degenerate, drug-addled ass and put him in Fallujah for 5 minutes. and watch him wet his pants and run and hide. I don't get that part. I don't get that part. Somebody send me an email, explain that part. Can one of you right-wing pisshands to listen to this program, will you tell me why you listen to Limbaugh? When he dumps on the military, why do you support Bush and Cheney when they do the same thing? And I select you right-wingers because you're the ones that are pro-military. Every one of you thugs are cowards. Just down to the bottoms of your soul, you're yellow through and through. But you want somebody else to go fight the war. So when somebody does, whether it's Vietnam or Iraq, it doesn't make any difference. You are so willing to have your gullets propped open and all this garbage pumped into you by Limbaugh and Hannity and the rest of these chicken hawks. Why? Why do you do it? Because you're cowards, every single one of you Republicans. Every one of you. Shame on you. Shame on you. And shame on the people in the 2nd District in Ohio. Shame on you. I don't give a tinker's damn if you're Republican or Buddhist. I don't care. You had a clear choice. Vote for somebody that's going to support a warmongering, murderous thug, George Bush, or vote for somebody who might do something to end the insanity. And half of you vote for this. Oh, Jesus. God! I can't get my mind around it. Can you, Truth Seeker? Can you? Can you normal people who listen to this program? Gene is calling from Oregon. Gene, welcome to the program. Hey, Gene.
I had a comment on the blind caller.
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
I've got a disability myself, and I've been deprived of being able to vote. But one of the things that really got me back in 2004, there was an article in the New York Times about the Bush administration, somehow the Republicans were able to persuade a blind organization to support these voting machines. Now, I hate that because I feel like the Republicans are kind of hiding behind the disabled to get...
Oh, hell yeah. And they'll do anything they can to dump... Hey, listen, hold on a second, G. Hold on. I got to do a break. I'll come back and we'll finish this in a minute, okay? All right, hold on.
Like feeling already... I say bomb them to hell, but I'd rather not be Kentucky Fried.
Chicken hawk.
Call me a chicken hawk.
Chicken hawk.
Proud to be a chicken hawk. Watch while I bring them up. Receive to all the rock. I didn't walk the walk, but I can talk the talk.
Bawk, 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 bawk.
Why did the chicken cross the road? Well, I'll tell you part. Chicken crossed the road to join the Texas Air National Guard. Roll call.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. After a year of exposing their lies, corruption, and hypocrisy, there's still more work to be done. This is the Mike 92.1.
Hollywood's greatest action hero is now on DVD.
420 ready for takeoff.
John Wayne in two of his most memorable films, the Academy Award winning The High and the Mighty.
I like the way you said that.
And the epic story of aviation and survival, Island in the Sky.
Anything. Mind you, anything can happen up here, Murray.
Both films are now on special edition DVD. Redefine your DVD collection with the man who defined the term movie star. And look for more John Wayne films available from Paramount Home Entertainment.
I'm Mike Rowe. My life's a mess.
You're going to get really mucky and ucky.
Did you say mucky and ucky?
Yeah.
It's like a giant mixing bowl from hell.
But that is just the way I like it.
That is a very unique smell.
Because I'm the host of Dirty Jobs, Discovery's new series that salutes the unsung heroes who get their hands dirty every day.
You're going to get a little taste of what it's like to be a septic tank technician.
Dirty Jobs.
Guys, thanks a little.
So it's not you?
Tonight at 9 on the Discovery Channel.
You've seen it in the newspapers, heard it on the radio, watched it on TV. The good news about Aleve. The good news about the strength and safety of Aleve. That just two Aleve can stop arthritis pain all day. No wonder Aleve is the number one pharmacist recommended pain reliever for the sixth year in a row. Ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Pharmacy Times survey among leading OTC oral medications for minor arthritis pain. Use as directed.
Here are two things you could do right now on Geico.com. One, you could see the gecko do the robot. Two, see how much you could save on your car insurance. And when you think about it, it's really a valuable use of your time. I mean, when was the last time you saw a gecko do the robot? Come to think of it, when was the last time your car insurance company actually saved you money? Geico.com. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
What was first coined a crusade after 9/11 quickly became a war on terror. Now the war on terror has just as quickly become a global struggle against violent extremism. In the words of the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Richard Myers, if you call it a war, then you think of people in uniform as being the solution. The solution is more diplomatic, more economic, more political than it is military. Sound familiar? During the 2004 presidential election, John Kerry was lampooned by the right for arguing that the war on terror must be fought with diplomacy and intelligence as much as with the military. The truth is that the old war on terror became a war for terror, fueling the flames of what we all wanted contained. The recent British terror bombings were a direct result of the Bush administration politicizing our old war for terror. The Code Orange terror alert that immediately followed last year's Democratic National Convention was followed by specific information that exposed an undercover mole in the Al-Qaeda network. Exposing an undercover operative for political gain. Where have I heard that one before? The specific information from Tom Ridge came from the laptop computer of Muhammad Naeem Noor Khan, who had been arrested in Pakistan and turned into an American informant inside Al-Qaeda. Khan's laptop also contained the plans to bomb the London Tube. After the terror alert, Al-Qaeda operatives associated with Khan immediately went into hiding. In the words of one senior Pakistani official, this intelligence leak jeopardized our plan. It gets worse. In 2002, our Justice Department blocked efforts to prosecute the reported ringleader of the 7/7 London bombings. Haroon Aswat was set to be indicted by a grand jury for trying to set up a terrorist training camp in Oregon in 1999. The higher-level officials at Justice Department headquarters rejected the indictment without explanation. When asked why Aswat was not prosecuted, one federal official involved in the case replied, "That's a great question. Our old war on terror became a war for terror that cost 56 lives in London. Our old war on terror has not captured Osama bin Laden. The Bush administration has lost the old war on terror, according to the British, Iraqis, and Al-Qaeda. Let's hope Team Bush has learned some lessons for their new global struggle against violent extremism." I'm Lee Rayburn, and I'm on the mic, 92.1.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
La, 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 la. New York isn't getting anyone's game. Oh, sorry.
Riley Riffin.
Are they singing the name of the country?
Somebody was getting ready to talk, and they started singing instead of
them. Oddly, this is exactly how they're going to announce the Supreme Court justice for the end of the country, you know, in the beginning of the theocracy.
Morning's Edition from 5 to 8. On Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right. On August 16, the INS arrested Zacharias Moussaoui, a flight school student who seemed to have little interest in learning to take off or land a plane. The arresting agent wrote that Moussaoui seemed like, quote, the type of person who could fly something into the World Trade Center. Trying to pique the interest of FBI headquarters in Washington, a Minneapolis FBI agent wrote that a 747 loaded with fuel could be used as a weapon. If this information had been shared and analyzed, for example, by a newly founded Homeland Security agency, it might have sparked memories of the Clinton-thwarted 1996 Al-Qaeda plot to hijack an American commercial plane and crash it into CIA headquarters. On August 26, still on the ranch, Bush discussed with reporters the difference between his two dogs. Spot's a good runner. You know, Barney, terriers are bred to go into holes and pull out varmint. And Spotty chases birds. Spotty's a great water dog. I'll go fly fishing this afternoon on my lake. And you know something? He did just that. Among those left to swelter in the D.C. heat that August was one Thomas J. Pickard. No fly fishing for him.
Listen, you're on the mic.
My favorite show is the Al Franken Show.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
You play the guitar on him.
And now a soothing bedtime lullaby. It's Mike Malloy. Money for nothing
and you choose to free. It's about 26 before the hour. Paul is calling from West Virginia. Paul, welcome to the program. Hey, Paul.
Hey, I just wanted to point out one thing, that the people that are going to be sent to fight these wars, these stupid, stupid wars, they're coming from little towns. I mean, you know, I live near a town that is painfully small called Bluewell here in West Virginia, and we got two of our vets back, and there's still five portraits hanging at the Kroger that I have to look at every day, and they're poor kids. They're not rich kids. They don't get to go and get out of this war. All they wanted was a college education, not to kill people or be killed.
Right.
And that's what this war is in the really rural area. That's what this war is to those of us who have to look at our neighbors and realize it's their kid that's going to die. It's their kid that's going to kill.
Mm-hmm.
It's awful here. I mean, it's awful, and you know, I will give our representatives all the credit in the world. You know, Senator Rockefeller, Senator Byrd, Representative Rahal. I mean, they've all fought against this because they knew it was our kids that were going to die. It was our kids.
Right.
It wasn't going to be the tawny area of Texas that so-called President Bush represents that was going to die. It was going to be our kids. And they fought against this because they knew it was us.
Isn't that, though, the way it always is? It's with few exceptions. With few exceptions, and there are a few exceptions, it is not the so-called elite in this country any longer who go to fight the wars. All the wars that we have been involved in since World War II have been illegal. None of them has come with a declaration of war, which is what the U.S. Constitution requires. Therefore, every single military action that the United States has been involved in since the declaration of war by Congress in December of 1941 has been illegal. Every single war.
I'll go you one up on that one. Congress only authorized this president to go to war if Iraq was found in violation of UN resolutions. The UN voted that he was not.
I understand.
They voted he wasn't in violation.
Well, then let me ask you a question. Why don't the families that provide the cannon fodder for these pigs in Washington, why don't the families of the working class and the that class of us Americans who maybe can't afford $36,000 a year for college for our kids, why don't the parents of those Americans refuse to allow their sons and daughters to go into the military? We don't have conscription anymore. Every single person who goes into the military goes voluntarily. So why don't the parents say, no, you're not going to have my son, you're not going to have my daughter?
You know what? One thing I will say, I have a four-year-old.
Yeah.
And he will grow into a man, and they will never have him.
Well, I hear that. I hear that loud and clear.
No way, no shape, no how. Not happening. And I think the people, even in this little, you know, mountain community, are starting to see it and starting to understand it. And there is a feeling that our representatives, when they told us that this war was wrong, they were right.
I don't know what it. I don't know what else it would take to prove that. Paul, thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call. Okay, you have a nice evening. Chris is calling from Louisville, Texas. Hey, Chris.
Hi. Good to talk to you again, man. I wanted to find out if you had seen a small note in the paper. Came out about a week and a half ago in the Dallas paper out here about the big sandstorm that blew in from the Sahara Desert, hit South Florida.
Oh, it depleted uranium particles in it?
Yes, sir. That's what I'm trying to get to.
Yeah.
We've scattered about, 564,000 pounds of this stuff just in the first Gulf War all over that desert.
Right.
And this stuff is just ubiquitous now. It's mixing in with everything. You know, sandstorms blow all over the world.
Right.
Weather systems carry this everywhere.
I read also that certain areas of northern Europe, which also get debris that is sucked up in storms in the Middle East, also are reporting depleted or some sort of radiation. One can only assume that it's depleted uranium.
It could be fallout from nuclear accidents that go unreported. I don't eat any more Hershey's chocolate because of Three Mile Island. That's something a lot of people don't know. There's a lot of strontium-90 scattered throughout that whole area. All those dairy cows are poisoned for the next 600 years.
Oh, my God. I hadn't thought about that. Oh, no, I can't give up Hershey Kisses.
It tastes too good, Mike, but it's just, that's the way these sinister people work, isn't it?
I know.
They take the sweetest, most gentle things and turn them into poison.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, Chris.
Good luck with the march this weekend. I want you to know, those of us that can't be with you in body will be there in spirit.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it. You take care. Jonathan is calling from Georgia. Jonathan, welcome to the program.
Hi, Mike. I'm a district captain also with the Democratic Party out here in Cobb County.
Wow. Democratic Party in Cobb County?
Oh, you bet. And we're going to be so strong here in the next year, because we're actually organizing now.
All right. Well, just for people to know, Cobb County is the home of Bob Barr. For a while, it was the home of Newt Gingrich. It's now the home of Johnny Isaacson. It is a bastion of Republican. Also, it was the home of the Christian Reconstruction Movement, J.D. Stoner, who is one of the worst racists ever to befoul the earth. Cobb County does not have a good reputation where it concerns decency, honesty, truth, and justice. So I certainly respect you, Jonathan, for running a Democratic Party in Cobb County.
But actually, we're the third largest Democratic voting bloc in Georgia.
Yeah, too bad you're outnumbered by what, 6-1 by Republicans?
Actually, no. It's about a 60-40 split now.
Really?
Yes, we have actually cut into that huge Republican overwhelming block, and we're actually chipping into it. And in the last election, we actually gained ground on the Republicans here.
Well, we had a caller earlier tonight and said I may be being too negative. Maybe I am. Maybe that's the case. I had no idea that the Democrats had made such inroads into the Republican control of Cobb County. Now, if you can just translate that into electing people to the Georgia General Assembly and to Washington, that would be great.
Well, we're going to do our absolute best. In fact, we're actually going to be at the march.
Oh,
we're going to see you and Randy Rhodes and my wife and I. We just can't wait.
Well, we'll be there. Randy will be the one with purple hair, and I'll be the one walking on stilts. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know how in the hell we're going to recognize anybody, but yeah, we're definitely going to be there.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great time. As a matter of fact, believe it or not, the voting rights is extremely important this year for Georgia because, as you know, they passed the voter restriction bill.
That's right. That's right.
And matter of fact, it's in the Department of Justice right now. We believe that it will be overturned.
The voter restriction bill here in Georgia, for people who don't understand, has to do with producing how many pieces? Just a photo ID. What does it have to be, Jonathan?
It has to be a photo ID, a photo government ID. Instead of before, you could have one of 24 different pieces of identification.
Right.
Anything from showing just, you know, a utility bill.
Yes.
And basically, because, I mean, here in rural Georgia, there are certain areas that you cannot get an ID. Mm-hmm. I mean, literally, there's only, out of all, something like, 250 counties here in Georgia, only something like 55 of them actually have a place to get a photo ID.
Yeah, when we moved back here, after being gone for 3.5 years, living in Chicago, we came back, I went to our voting precinct, it's in a church in our area, and all I had to bring with me was what you just said, a utility bill. I still had my Illinois driver's license. All I had to bring was a utility bill addressed to Mike Malloy at my address, and they registered me. Boom, that was it. Those days are gone. Oops, so is our caller. What happened? I guess we lost him. All right, we'll definitely see you at the march, though. Somehow, we'll figure it out. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
Rebuild America. Saying, what could I do? Remember that unity starts with you.
Hold on, hold on,
hold on. Is democracy dead? Only time's gonna tell. Get your feet in the street and start raising some hell.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. You listen to the talk. Remember to walk the walk. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, The Mike 92.1.
I'm a reporter, and when a story breaks, I have to do my job, even when I'm congested from my worst allergies. Fortunately, I found Claritin D. Now, I'm Claritin Clear.
25 seconds, Tom.
Claritin D gives me non-drowsy, long-lasting relief from even my worst allergy symptoms, like congestion and sinus pressure. Nothing is stronger or faster than Claritin D. It takes on my worst symptoms and leaves me clear.
5 seconds.
Get tough on your toughest allergy symptoms. Live Claritin Clear.
Use as directed. Comparisons are among oral OTC allergy products.
Hollywood's greatest action hero is now on DVD.
420 ready for takeoff.
John Wayne in two of his most memorable films, the Academy Award winning The High and the Mighty.
I like the way you said that.
And the epic story of aviation and survival, Island in the Sky.
Anything. Mind you, anything can happen up here, Murray.
Both films are now on special edition DVD. Redefine your DVD collection with the man who defined the term movie star. And look for more John Wayne films available from Paramount Home Entertainment.
Randy Rhodes,
loud and left,
on the Mike 92.1.
I'd like to give you some good news. The good news is that there's no support for President Bush left in this country. I mean, the poll numbers are so freaking low that you're seeing articles that say conservative, liberals, libertarians, and moderates urge exit strategy. And they're talking about Iraq and the White House. Bye-bye!
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 5 on the Mike 92.1 and the Mike921.com.
I'm going to start charging.
How are you doing in this fiscally irresponsible Republican era? Who do you got there, Chris?
Yeah, Mark, this is a little weird. We have you on line one.
Hello?
Hey, buddy, what's up?
Dude, I'm calling from 50 years in the future.
That's possible? Well, cool.
I knew you wouldn't be freaked out about this, man. I mean, you're a visionary.
Well, hey, thanks, man. I never get that. So tell me, how did this happen?
Well, look, time travel, it's hard to explain, so let me simplify it. You know how you get 5 bars on your cell phone? Well, this is the 6th bar, and that's actually all I can tell you without messing up the time-space continuum thing.
All right, well, I'm good with that. That's cool. What's going on, man?
All right, well, this is weird. You know how they said the price of gasoline would go up a penny a day for, like, forever?
Yeah.
It did. Straight on through the fuel riots of 2020, and now a gallon of gas costs about $182.
I knew it. God, that's ridiculous.
Well, not really. Not really, if you think about it. Movie tickets are around $300, but you got to factor in everyone makes about $500K a year now.
Wow. Do we?
We'll talk about that off air. But the gassing, people give it to each other as gifts, man. Married couples register at Texaco. People leave their gas tanks to their grandkids in their wills. It's like diamonds used to be before we learned how to make them out of meat.
What?
Never mind. The point is, gas is very valuable.
So, hey, future Mark, hey, buddy, you're breaking up here. What, they haven't fixed cell phone reception yet?
Since the comet hit, the planet slips off its axis every couple of hours, so there's a big shift. Some tidal waves and stuff, everything grabs onto something, a couple of species drop out. You get used to it. All right, see? There. It stopped.
All right, so, okay, so now the important stuff. What do I look like 50 years from now?
Well, the good news is the stretch pants are very slimming. I'm just buzzing your hump, man. Look, we look the same, buddy. Everyone looks great in the future. I had a date with a 73-year-old last night. Smoking hot. Chicks not aging really opens up the whole playing field.
I'm not married anymore.
Oh, yeah, you're married, but you're not dead, buddy. Don't worry, man. After the whole AIDS thing got cured, the whole monogamy thing was like, you know, what's the point? Hey, you know, when scientists disproved the Bible, all that went out the window. Well, listen, I'll talk to you later, buddy.
Okay, talk to you later. That was a weird experience.
You know, you really haven't changed much in 50 years. That's all I can
say. You're on the mic.
Hola, mi nombre es Alex. Me gusta toda esta programación. Y estamos en el micrófono.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Because life's too short to listen to right-wing radio, it's more of Mike Malloy.
Things got rough, things got tough, things got harder than high. We were just trying to make a living in our backyard.
It's about 10 before the hour.
We were born too late.
Terry is calling from Springfield, Ohio. Terry, welcome to the program. Hey, Terry.
Hey, Mike. You drive through the ATM machines here in Ohio, and you know, Fifth Third Bank or Bank One, whatever, it's Diebold.
Right.
So I think just take your sledgehammer to the whole, you know, anything that says Diebold in it, on it. It's like they've stolen everything here. It's like we got an election coming up in 2006, and every Republican that holds office, Secretary of State, Blackwell, the Attorney General, they're all running for governor, all the Republicans. So
right.
It's like, how are you going to stop them? It's like they control everything right now. They control the voting machines. They got the. So the only thing we're going to be able to do is, like, anything that says Diebold on it, stick your sledgehammer to it. Drive through your ATM. Don't take any of the money. Just hit it with a sledgehammer.
Well, you notice how the Diebold ATMs give you a receipt after you withdraw your money? Now, why can't the little Diebold voting machines give you a receipt after you voted, huh? Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I don't know what to say, Terry. It's pretty weird to get on a radio program and start advocating destruction of private property. On the other hand, when my country is being beaten into an unrecognizable pulp by people who are cowards at heart, who would never stand up to you, never stand up to me, certainly would never stand up to our system of electing representatives and fight fair and square, they are liars and cheats and sneaks. So given the fact that we are witnessing the destruction of our system of government, maybe sledgehammers are what are called for. What do you think?
Move the system.
Terry? All right, we lost Terry. Oh, Jesus. Do we have another screwed up phone system tonight? All right, that's the second one who's dropped off abruptly like that. I have to assume it's somewhere in our system. And this happens infrequently, so let me just apologize. If it happens to you, no offense intended. We're not cutting you off. It just does happen, all right? All right? And part of the reason is because, you know, I'm in Georgia, and the program is engineered out of New York. It just happens, folks. Kenny is calling from Texas. Kenny, welcome to the program. Hey, Kenny. All right, let's put Kenny back on hold. Kenny apparently is otherwise occupied. Eric is calling from Long Island. Eric, welcome to the program.
I'm a big fan of yours. Your show's great, but you were talking earlier about how these Republicans have been against the troops in every possible way, and that's true. But I heard, I don't remember the exact numbers, but from what I understand, the majority of troops, for some reason, voted for Bush, and I'm baffled by that. Can you explain that?
No, I can't. If I were a member of the United States military, I would no more vote for Bush, this cowardly pig, in the election, in the presidential election, I would have voted for John Kerry. I have no idea. I don't know what it is. I
was really surprised. I was strongly expecting them to go for Kerry, weren't you?
Well, maybe they did. You know, we live in a system now where you don't know what, you know, up is down, down is up. How did Bush get to be president? They stole the freaking election.
Yeah, of course.
All right. So why is it hard for guys like you and me to believe that maybe the military voted 80-20 against Bush? We'll never know. Not until we have a system that once again we can depend on and rely on where it concerns tabulating the votes. You know, it was.
How are we going to get that? Make that a reality, though?
Maybe sledgehammers. I don't know.
Mike, you can get in trouble saying that on the air. Right?
Yeah, I probably can. I'm at a point where I frankly don't give a damn. You know, I'm watching my country being taken apart by neo-Nazis. What the hell am I supposed to do? What are you supposed to do? Are we supposed to play nice? I get this all the time from people emailing me. Well, you were too hard on that right-winger last night. If the right-winger would have been in the studio, I probably would have strangled him with whatever chain he wears around his neck with some religious symbol on it. That's how pissed off I am. They're stealing my country, Eric. What am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do? Huh? What are you supposed to do? They're breaking my country into a million pieces. They are lying, thieving, sneaky bastards. What are you and I supposed to do? Sit back and talk nice? Huh? Purely rhetorical questions. I think we lost Eric, too. All right. I'm sorry. I apologize for the phone calls being screwed up, but, you know, it looks like they're going to be screwed up for a while tonight. The other night, when was it? When was it? Last night or the night before? Kathy, when was it? The right winger that called in, and it was last night, called himself a Christian conservative, and starts in, and then starts talking about perverted gays and so on and so forth. And somebody like that, I wish there was some magical invention here. I could just reach through the microphone and spit on him. You know, I really do. So, you know, I got rid of him. And I got four, five, six emails today from people saying, you know, I really like your show, but you were too hard on that guy. Too hard on him? What are you talking about? He was a bigoted right-wing thug who probably doesn't like Bush because Bush isn't right-wing enough for him. It was incredible. I don't understand why somebody can listen to this program, they hear a caller, somebody call in, and start busting on people because they happen to be gay, or they happen to be straight, or they happen to be up, or they happen to be down. And I react, and then I get emails from these people saying, well, you know, you're a little bit too hard on him. Oh, Jesus. Quick break, we'll be back. I'm Mike Molloy. Stay with us. Final hour coming up.
America Radio.
Hello, my name's Smokey, and I'm a hardcore biker. I'm here to tell you that Geico... Hold on a sec. Is this the right music, bro?
Really?
Anyway, Geico covers most kinds of bikes, so you can get money-saving discounts whether you're a casual weekend rider or a hardcore biker like me. See, man, I'm not sure. This music don't make a lick of sense.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit Geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done.
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait.
Wow, the walls look brighter, the furniture looks fabulous, the colors are more vibrant.
That's Philips Natural Light at work. Philips Natural Light gives you remarkable light, bringing out the true colors in your decor. It's a makeover with a twist. See what's possible in your home with Philips Natural Light. Philips, sense and simplicity.
Come in and save 10% on all Philips Natural Light products at the Home Depot.
Step in.
Mornings Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
I would imagine Scott McClellan right about now doesn't want to have Carl Rove over for dinner because he's ending up being on the grill over this guy, and all he can say is the same stonewalling foolishness, and he knows each and every time he goes before the White House press corps, he's going to get the same questions over and over and over again. Thanks, Carl.
Mornings Edition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mic, 92.1.
I'm Greg from Madison, and I'm on the mic.
The Mic 92.1, WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
You're sorry you're late? No, no, no. You're not late. You're 45 minutes late. I've been sitting here by myself, waiting for you for 45 minutes. Do you have any idea how that makes me feel? Say something.
Keep your voice down.
You know what's wrong with gay marriages? The same things that are wrong with straight ones. Support same-sex marriage. A message from PFLAG and equalmarriage.ca.
CNN Radio News, I'm Amanda Moyer. Astronauts have a busy day ahead of them, planning to complete a repair job in space. Deputy Shuttle Program Manager Wayne Hale says NASA is looking at a thermal blanket below the commander's window.
Nobody has a definitive story on what caused this, but it does pretty clearly look like something hit that little blanket and poked a hole in it that subsequently the ear puffed it up.
Officials say astronauts have never ventured under an orbiting shuttle before or tried to make repairs to its fragile thermal skin in space. All 309 passengers and crew members escaped death after a pilot of an Air France plane overshot the runway Tuesday in Toronto. CNN Radio's Jean Meserve reports everyone on the plane exited in about 90 seconds.
Air France describes the pilot as 57 years old with 15,000 flying hours behind them, almost 2,000 of those hours on this sort of Airbus aircraft. The co-pilot, too, very experienced. Perhaps that experience and the training of the pilot, co-pilot, and the rest of the crew were a factor here in this clearly miraculous exit of more than 300 people from an aircraft.
At least 43 people were injured in the fiery crash. A brain-dead woman on life support gives birth to a baby girl in Virginia. Jason Torres says a form of skin cancer eventually led to his wife's stroke that left her brain dead on May 7th.
The melanoma found metastasized, went to the brain, and caused a bleed in the brain, which then the pressure just built up and built up.
The baby, Susan Ann Catherine Torres, is reportedly doing well. A new report shows police looking for three missing boys who were later found dead did not follow proper procedures. The report also found the parents at fault. This is CNN Radio News.
Now you can dial a diamond and save half by calling Empire Diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. If you're in the market for a solitaire, engagement ring, anniversary, or investment diamond, then shop around, get the best price, and then dial a diamond at 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Empire will advise you on size, shapes, and values. They'll sell you diamonds directly from the source without a middleman's markup. These diamonds are guaranteed to be priced at half the retail price. A diamond certification by the Gemological Institute of America will be faxed or mailed to you. For qualified buyers, your diamond will be sent to your home or office for a free 10-day no-obligation inspection. Upon your satisfaction, you then pay for your purchase and get a 60-day money-back guarantee. Empire Diamond, located in the Empire State Building for over half a century, guarantees the lowest-priced diamonds, 10-day free inspection, and money-back guarantee. Save over half on your diamonds. Call 1-800-SAVE-HALF. That's 1-800-SAVE-HALF. Visit us at dialadiamond.com.
In Aruba, police questioned the only remaining jailed suspect in the Natalie Holloway case. Our Susan Candiotti told CNN's Larry King Live that prosecuting suspect Joran Vandersloot could take some time.
There is not enough evidence to bring this young man forward to a trial. That's how it works in Aruba. And if there are no sufficient grounds, they won't be able to do so, although there is a 2-year window of opportunity for authorities to eventually bring him to trial if they feel there is enough evidence.
The Alabama teen has been missing since May 30th. President Bush signed the Central American Free Trade Agreement into law. Bush says CAFTA is good for America. Proponents say it will take manufacturing jobs away. Forecasters predict another 11 to 14 more tropical storms for this year, including 7 to 9 hurricanes by the end of November. 2005 has already seen 7 storms, including 2 hurricanes. This is news from CNN Radio. July auto sales are drastically up. Our Chris Huntington reports more Americans are buying U.S.-made cars with employee discount programs, but they're not really saving that much money.
Overall cost of these incentive plans to the automakers are down considerably from a year ago. So, in fact, what the automakers have achieved by going to these employee discount plans is a simpler price structure that gets more people into the showroom floors, but in fact doesn't really save people a whole lot of money from what they were paying a year ago, and in many model cases from what they even would have paid a couple of months ago.
General Motors, Ford, and Daimler Chrysler are planning to extend the discount program. It's a boy. Officials at the National Zoo in Washington say they have identified the sex of the giant panda cub born there last month. Officials say the 3.5-week-old cub weighs just under 2 pounds. The panda has not been given a name yet. I'm Amanda Moyer. This is the CNN Radio Network.
The Al Franken Show, proving the truth is entertaining.
Now, the White House had previously sworn up and down that Roe's not involved. But now it turns out he was. He told Matt Cooper. And this is about them lying us into war. If you don't think this is important, maybe you don't have a friend or relative over in Iraq.
The Al Franken Show, weekdays at 11 on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1, streaming at themike921.com.
When I grow up, I want to be an astronaut or a firefighter.
I'm going to work the streets, sell some drugs, make some money.
Kids are born with hope, but it can disappear if there's no one there to nurture it. Communities and schools helped almost 1 million children last year stay in school and prepare for life. We've been around for over 25 years and were named one of the 100 nonprofits most likely to save the world by Worth Magazine. Now just think what we could accomplish with your assistance. Call 1-800-CIS-4KIDS.
Oh, Mike Malone, winner of the 2005 Best Talk Show Air Award on Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mike 92.1.
Past the hour. Welcome back. This is Air America. My name is Mike Malloy. Back to your phone calls here in just a second. Yesterday, I don't know how to say it. I don't know how to report or introduce this particular topic and just do it without shrieking and screaming and frothing at the mouth and jumping up and down like a monkey in a cage. So let me just try. Bush said yesterday that he believes schools should discuss this half-assed idea called intelligent design alongside evolution, Bush said, when teaching students about the creation of life. Has anything come along who has been more brain-dead and half-witted than so-called intelligent design? The creation story that you find in every one of these religious mythologies, that's kind of stupid too, although the one that you find in Genesis, taken literally, seems to be the most half-witted. But intelligent design, say Bush says, yeah, during a roundtable interview with reporters from a clutch of Texas newspapers, he said... He didn't want to go into detail about his personal views of the origin of life. But he says students should learn about both theories. Oh, Jesus. Yeah, Bush said, you know, Bush believes that life began in a coca plant somewhere high up in the Andes Mountains. You know, that the god that Bush worshipped for so many years popped out of a coca plant somewhere, right?
Bush said, I think that part of education is to expose people to different schools of thought. And you're asking me whether or not people ought to be exposed to different ideas. The answer is yes. Take me, for instance. You know, I think maybe I'm just a complete moron, but then other people think I'm, you know. Oh, God. Following Bush's theories out to their absurd conclusion, there are people who believe that the Earth is really flat. So, in fairness, that should be taught alongside the round Earth theory, let's call it. You know, there's a flat Earth theory, right? Yeah, okay. Well, in light of that, his idiocy, this man's... of course, this is all hypocrisy. Bush doesn't give a tinker's damn how the Earth was... or the life was... the Earth was... the universe was... he couldn't care less! But he throws those comments out for the knuckle draggers, the Bible pounders, the religious freaks that he thinks, and they will, he's right on this, will respond by saying, well, he may be a murdering son of a bitch, but he's God's murdering son of a bitch, so we'll vote for him. We'll support him. Oh, God. How do we get to this? Oh, I ask that all the time. All right, so Bush, who believes intelligent design should be taught alongside evolution, makes a phone call today to the crew of the space shuttle Discovery. Now, what the hell is he doing that for? They're sitting out there on the cusp of deep space. If those astronauts took off right now at the during the time Bush is talking to them at the speed of light, 14 billion years from now, they might meet the edge of the expanding universe, which can't be because the universe is only 7,000 years old. So why is Bush talking to the astronauts? Oh, don't bother answering. It's just a tad ironic, though, that Bunny Pants calls up these scientists and congratulates them on their accomplishment concerning his reaffirmation of the anti-science position. You know, the talking snake myth of creation instead of the scientific facts of evolution or natural selection. Call it whatever you want. Intelligent design, the bobbleheads call it. What is intelligent about believing in talking snakes who force women to eat evil apples? What is that? Anyway, getting back to the moron today, after listening to this idiot, I can almost believe that Darwin was wrong, at least in Bush's case. I don't think he's involved at all.
Well, listen, I want to thank you, Commander, and thank your fellow astronauts there. I think what you're doing is really important. And you've got a strong supporter for your mission here in the White House. I will tell you, Laura went down and watched the launch in Florida with my little brother Jeb, and was came back all excited about the energy that they're in on the east coast of Florida. But we're with you, and wish you all the very best. And thanks for taking my phone call. Now get back to work.
Yeah, you got blacks up there too. In space, I mean? Any blacks up there? You know, I was in Brazil one time. I asked him about that. I asked him about that when I was in Africa and India, too. You know, do you have blacks here? I have questions like that all the time. Say hi to all the angels up there, heavenly boys. Oh, my God. You know, Laura went down and watched the launch in Florida. My little brother Jeb, and she came back all excited. And I'm not going to say any more about that. You know, watching that rocket go up, boy, I'll tell you what, huh? You know, there's some heavy duty symbolism with that rocket going up, isn't there, huh? Great big old thing like that, just going, wow, shh.
Intelligent design.
All right. Some more phone calls. Let's see if our phone system can hold steady long enough to talk to George, who's called in from Las Vegas. George, welcome to the program.
Thank you. I just wanted to share your outrage. I was telling your screener that with my friends anymore, when I get into a group, they tell me to not talk because I get too outraged at the stupidity that's going on.
Oh, my God, yeah.
I mean, you talk about intelligent design. I'm currently reading a book by J.J. Goen that talks about the end of the clockwork universe.
Uh-huh.
And she points out that all of our scientific principles are currently under stress because they do not answer a lot of things. Everything from physics to biology to Darwinism doesn't mm-hmm. answer a lot of things. And it's true, they don't. Because the world is so complex that we don't have formulas to be able to discern exactly what things mean.
Right.
She talks about the butterfly effect, for example.
Right. Mm-hmm.
One thing, you know, butterfly flaps his wing in Mexico, there's a typhoon in China.
Right.
Things are so complex, and she goes into detail how, you know, these people in creationism talk about how things are so complex. I heard a guy today on one of the earlier shows, talking about how the eye has two aspects that could not have been done, you know, spontaneously.
Mm-hmm.
She points out how many of those things could have been done, and it's not spontaneously. It doesn't require intelligent design. It requires years and years and years of evolution.
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
And the other thing that really bothers me about these people is they are so self-righteous. They never, never talk about the Sermon on the Mount and how.
You're right.
Blessed are the peacemakers.
Right.
How we are supposed to give everything up for the poor.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's why I can't talk in mixed company, because everybody says you bother everybody.
I hear you. George, I get the same thing. That's why I went into talk radio. I decided,
yes.
Look, I'll give up my friends. Who needs them? And I'll go into talk radio, right?
Yes, exactly, yes.
I'm kind of just kidding. George, I have to leave it there. Thank you, sir. Take it easy. Take a deep breath. I hear you. I understand your rage. I do. Don't lose it, but just don't let it kill you, okay? We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
So you can use your God-given talents, your fantastic brains, to better protect America.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. All day, every day. This is Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mike 92.1.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Our fearless Republican leaders have bungled national security by outing CIA agents and underfunding Homeland Security. What's their next great idea? Bombing Muslim holy sites. Republican Congressman Tom Tancredo recently said the U.S. should respond to Islamic terrorism by trying to, quote, take out their holy sites, unquote. Wait, did he really mean bombing Mecca? Yep. Tancredo accuses anyone who disagrees of being a politically correct Al-Qaeda hugger. But you know what his critics really are? Realists. Realists who know that blowing up holy sites would fuel extremist anger. Who know that it's a wee bit irresponsible for a U.S. congressman to advocate bombing Islam's holiest city. By now, Tancredo should know indiscriminately attacking Arab cities and nations only helps fuel terrorism. Unfortunately, this is a lesson some Republicans have yet to learn. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Big Ed has some big ideas on the Mike 92.1.
Why isn't OPEC producing more? This is about owning us. And so what can we do as consumers? There are alternative energy opportunities out there that we're simply not going after as a consumer. It's going to start with the American people. It's not going to start with an elected official that gets campaign donations from oil companies. It's not going to happen that
way. Strike Talk is progressive talk. Ed Schultz, weekdays at 2 on the Mike 92.1.
Driving under the influence doesn't just mean alcohol. Many common prescriptions and over-the-counter medications, like some antihistamines and anti-anxiety medications, can also impair your ability to drive safely. For more, visit the National Safety Council at nsc.org.
And now,
More of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, A Fair and Balanced Look at the Right.
The last time I saw Paul was in the late summer of 2002, about 6 weeks before he died in a plane crash. It was an evening event in the Twin Cities. Paul was in the middle of an intense, dead-even Senate race. He'd been targeted as vulnerable by the National Republican Party, and money was flowing in from around the country for his opponent, a suit named Norm Coleman. Paul was fighting for his political life. The first thing he asked me was, "How's your mom?" I told Paul I had just visited her. "It was tough," I said. I couldn't even have a conversation with her. Paul nodded and said, "You know, touch means so much." The next day, I took my mom out into the nursing home garden in her wheelchair. It was a beautiful day. I sat next to her for a couple of hours with my arm around her. I can't tell you whether it meant a thing to her, but it meant a lot to me. So that was Paul. Touch means so much wasn't the kind of thing you'd hear from a Michael Dukakis. I, along with innumerable people, loved Paul Wellstone. For what he stood for what he fought for, and for who he was. I loved his wife Sheila, too. I don't think I ever saw Paul without Sheila by his side. Paul died on October 25th, 2002, when his plane went down in northern Minnesota. Sheila, his daughter Marcia, his driver Will McLaughlin, two other close aides, Tom Lapick and Mary McAvoy, and two pilots died with him. 4 days later, C-SPAN, along with almost every Minnesota TV and radio station, carried a hastily put-together memorial service for Paul, Sheila, Marcia, Will, Tom, and Mary. I was there. It was a beautiful memorial, sometimes incredibly sad, sometimes funny, sometimes rowdy, and sometimes political. Some people watching on television were offended. Some people were moved. But the right saw an opening. They took moments out of context, lied about the rest, and used it as a political club to attack the Democrats. It won them the Senate in Minnesota and probably...
5-8-28-70. Not available in all states. Cost payable at conclusion of case.
Madison, you're on the mic.
This is Jay of Jay and Shirley, and we listen to 92.1, and Randy Rhodes, we love your show.
Madison's Progressive Talk. The Mic, 92.1.
Our country must continue to meet the grave dangers of biotechnology.
Into the distance, ribbon of black, stretched to the point of no...
Our country must continue to meet the grave dangers of biotechnology.
Meet the grave dangers of biotech... Jesus Christ. Well, I wanted you to open your mic and talk about intelligent design, but Molly's awake. Is she fussing?
Here's the thing. When she hears my voice, then she...
There she goes.
Then
yeah,
okay. She starts piping up, "Mama, mama." So it's not worth it.
Okay.
Here, Becca, "Mama, you want some intelligent design? I got it over here in a crib."
But you, when we were in Chicago, you had that whole course on...
evolutionary biology. It was the most fascinating course I've ever had. Really cemented my atheism. But other than that, I got to read some great books, had a good instructor, and it...
The Blind Watchmaker.
Blind Watchmaker by Dawkins. Fantastic book.
How do you explain the evolution of the human eye? Since that's... No, don't open your mic. Well, she's... All right, never mind. I'm sorry. Never mind. We have a baby who's... she's a year old, and she has not learned how to walk yet, but she is trying desperately. She pulls herself up. She'll move from chunk of furniture to chunk of furniture, but she won't let go and take those steps. And Kathy read someplace that when a child is in that element of development, that little phase of development, sometimes it really causes a firestorm in their brain, neurological, you know, synapses firing and everything. And it tends to interfere with their sleep. And we've noticed this just in the past few days where she has been insistent on trying to walk. It's kind of scary to see because she'll get frustrated when, you know, she'll stand up, she'll hold on to a piece of furniture or something, she'll go to let go, she'll wobble down on her butt, she, you know, just grunts and rolls over and stands up again. She keeps doing it. And you know, on the one hand, it's interesting to watch. On the other hand, you would say, Molly, I'm sorry, it's so hard. But it started to interfere. If I don't know where Kathy found this or what she's reading from, but if we choose to believe it, it interferes with all sorts of normal patterns that are going on in a kid's brain when they have these little spurts of development. I think language is another one. But so here we are. Gotten a couple of emails tonight. Yes, you're right. It's 1 year since we went on this network. Molly was a week old. How old was she? 8, 9 days old when we brought her in here for the first time. She was just born. I mean, she was a newborn. She was about the size of a cigar box. Right. Matter of fact, that was her first bed. Cigar box. A little bigger than that. All right, she was 19 inches, but it was a year ago that we started on Air America, and which is astonishing to me. It's just hard to believe that a year has gone by. So tonight was our first anniversary. Big whoop, right? Well, no, you know, you mark things like that. Marilyn is calling from Providence, Rhode Island. Marilyn, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, you're making me laugh, as usual. Very funny, man. probably should have a stand-up comedy show or something. I don't know.
Yeah, okay, I'm all for that.
you had a caller that made a comment about you making reference to wanting to smash those Diebold machines, and he said, oh, please don't say that. You know, you shouldn't be saying that on the radio. Well, do I need to go back again to critical theory?
to what?
Critical theory. In other words...
Oh, yeah, yeah, right.
In other words, to take somebody literal when they make a comment like that, does he not understand what you really mean when you make that comment?
I don't know. Maybe he was just looking out for me. I don't know.
Well, I mean, I still would never make a comment like that, because when you consider how many people, how many children or young... soldiers who are committing suicide or have committed suicide in that war.
I know, it's horrifying. It's horrifying.
To imagine a person who can overlook those types of things that are going on in the world right now, and that's what we're all talking about, and to make, when you make a reference about a machine, and they will take issue with that, rather than to be outraged about what's going on a daily basis.
I mean, isn't it insane?
Yeah, exactly. And I feel bad for that man George who called, because I totally agree with what he's saying. And see, I like you will avoid anybody who doesn't understand where I'm coming from. I know they're not on my wavelength, and they are not on my path in life. And it's like I get them out of my life, because all they do is frustrate you. Because I truly believe they're not. There's something wrong with their thinking. If they can't see what's going on around them, then there's something wrong.
I hear you. Oh, God, do I hear you. Marilyn, I have to leave you there. Thanks. I appreciate you checking in. We'll be right back. This is Air America. Never change. As she said, you're just a Coca-Cola cowboy. You got an Eastwood smile and Robert Redbird hair. But you walked across my heart like it was Texas.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. This is what radio sounds like when people believe what they're saying. This is the Mike 92.1.
You've seen it in the newspapers, heard it on the radio, watched it on TV. The good news about Aleve. The good news about the strength and safety of Aleve. That just two Aleve can stop arthritis pain all day. No wonder Aleve is the number one pharmacist recommended pain reliever for the 6th year in a row. Ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Pharmacy Time survey among leading OTC oral medications for minor arthritis pain. Use as directed.
Nancy Botwin has the best grass in the neighborhood.
Jesus, Nancy, you weren't kidding. This stuff is primo.
Showtime presents a new original series about a single mom dealing in the suburbs.
If this doesn't work out, I could end up being the oldest Gap employee in Southern California.
Newsweek.com calls Weeds the most talked about comedy in ages.
You didn't hear that from me. I don't like gossip.
Weeds. Special preview this Sunday at 11 or see it Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 10, 9 Central. Only on Showtime.
I'm a woman. I like things like movies with dialogue and sweater sets. I like hot cocoa on a rainy day. I like the word cocoa. But most of all, I like my big fat hog. Which is why I have Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Geico covers most kinds of bikes and has money-saving discounts. Geico. That's nice.
For a free rate quote on motorcycle insurance, visit geico.com or call 1-800-44-CYCLE. Geico Motorcycle Insurance. Let's ride.
Hollywood's greatest action hero is now on DVD.
420, ready for takeoff.
John Wayne in two of his most memorable films. The Academy Award-winning The High and the Mighty.
I like the way you said that.
And the epic story of aviation and survival, Island in the Sky.
Anything. Mind you, anything can happen up here, Murray.
Both films are now on special edition DVD. Redefine your DVD collection with the man who defined the term movie star. And look for more John Wayne films available from Paramount Home Entertainment.
Madison's Progressives are on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mic 92.1.
One of the four basic tenets established by the People's Legislature is comprehensive campaign finance reform that includes public financing of campaigns, full disclosure of political contributions, and restoring the ban on corporate donations. Madison Democrats Representative Mark Pocan and Senator Fred Risser are proposing to limit all contributions to $5 in addition to public financing. This proposal is similar to campaign laws enacted by both Maine and Arizona state legislatures. In Washington, D.C., Senator Russ Feingold has introduced an ethics proposal for the Senate that would ban gifts to senators and impose a $50,000 fine for violating the ban. Feingold's initiative would also prohibit lawmakers and their staff from accepting lobbyist jobs for 2 years after they finish their public service. At the same time, Representatives Mike Pence and Albert Wynne have sponsored the 527 Fairness Act of 2005 that would essentially repeal the McCain-Feingold campaign finance reform, removing any limits on contributions to candidates and parties. Why is campaign finance reform so desperately needed? Here in Wisconsin, the GOP proposed tax loopholes in the budget for political donors and temporary staffing agencies, despite the fact that they drain $1 million a year from Badger Care. The Wisconsin Democracy Campaign's initial study of the budget found that each taxpayer contributed $118 annually to pork barrel gifts to the largest campaign contributors. At the federal level, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist has made a gift to the NRA as top priority, granting unprecedented blanket immunity to gun manufacturers. The impending energy bill is little more than $11.6 billion in corporate welfare for energy companies, reminiscent of the recent Medicare reform. Tom DeLay's K Street Project exposes the dire need for further federal campaign finance reform. These are just a few examples of the expansive problem of bought and sold politicians and their legislation. This year's Fighting Bob Fest on September 10th in Baraboo will be a reunion for the People's Legislature, focusing on the direct action we will take at the state capitol demanding real fundamental campaign finance reform. I wouldn't miss it for the world, and neither should you. I'm Lee Rayburn. Join me Saturday as noon to 3 right here on Madison's Progressive Talk, the Mic 92.1.
Morning Sedition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
For all you conservatives out there who listen to us to get some sort of hate buzz, those people that you respect so much, like O'Reilly, Hannity, like anyone on Fox News, they don't even create their own copy, my friends. They are pawns of the administration who is too afraid to make a comment from within the White House right now, so they're using these guys to try and sway public opinions with crap.
Morning Sedition from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mic 92.
The American Association of Retired Persons is opposing President Bush's plans for Social Security. Why would they do that? If you want to know the truth about old people, talk to the people who know them.
Old people are needy. I need a ride. I need a walker. I need something to eat. Could somebody please help me? I'm in the toilet. I can't get out. It's horrendous.
I had to spend 15 minutes helping my mother find her glasses because she forgot where she put them. Just forgot.
Dude, they crap in their pants.
Enough about World War II. I get it. You were there.
I'm sorry, but if you're going to dinner at 4 o'clock, you really don't need more money.
You liberated Auschwitz. You were there. I understand. Can we watch The Apprentice now?
And when they wear those diapers, they can pee right on themselves, too. Just pee.
Brian! My name is Brian! God!
I remember this one time, my uncle, he was on the floor. I thought he was having a heart attack or he was dead or something. Turns out he wasn't.
Just on the floor.
Who the hell is Bobby? Nobody knows Bobby!
Dude, they crapped their pants.
Old people. They oppose President Bush's plans for Social Security. Isn't it time they died already?
Paid for by Switchboat Veterans for whatever cause is being funded by the right-wing millionaires at the moment.
Wow. That's,
you've done it now.
That's powerful stuff. I mean, it's awful with those.
Mind.com.
This is Angela, and I'm so happy to have my little oasis from the liars and deniers.
The Mike, 92.1.
Cut a bail open, and man, was I surprised. Bunch of large size baggies, big white rocks inside. So I took a little sample of my crazy brother Joe. Snipped it up and kicked his heels, said, Horton, that's some blow.
He's a liberal with a microphone, and that makes him dangerous. It's more Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
26 before the hour. A couple emails here. This is from Momo. Oh, no, never mind. This is from our Southern Fairfield County, Connecticut Bureau Chief. That would be Charles. He writes, Somali is frustrated not being able to cross the room without having to grab from one piece of furniture to another. Put a suit and a cowboy hat on her, and she will be doing a perfect George Bush impersonation. My apologies, Charles writes. It's just the similarities. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you, Charles. Yeah. And Hathi, who wrote an email at the beginning of the program and has written one, Mike, I just missed the last hour of your show, so I don't know if this came up. What I found so shocking, what she's referring to, is the website I told you about at the beginning of the program, the Enola Gay, the name of the B-29 superfortress that dropped the bomb on Hiroshima. And Paul Tibbetts, who is the pilot of that, who's a retired general, I believe. You know, I don't know if he's dead. Apparently he's not dead. But what Hathi writes is, what I find so shocking is that Tibbetts is selling signed memorabilia for lots of money. Want to buy a model of the Hiroshima bomb signed by Tibbetts, or a model of the Enola Gay signed by Tibbetts? Isn't that incredible? Hathi writes, the guy is a general with a pension, yet he is not above selling this stuff and making money out of the horror he helped perpetrate. And let's make no mistake about it, he was involved with the project from the beginning. He knew what this was all about. He would do it again, he says. I still can't get over it, Hathi writes. This churns my stomach. Well, that's the American way. Anything that has market value will find its way to the marketplace. Unless and until it pisses off somebody in the Christian right, and then they'll start screaming and throwing a temper tantrum and kicking their feet on the floor and calling Rush Limbaugh until it's removed. Right? Like Andre Serrano's famous Piss Christ. Remember that? A crucifix submerged in a container of urine. And the point that Serrano was trying to make was the absolute corruption of the Christian faith by these filthy, degenerate, Dobson-type Christians who would kill Christ in a heartbeat because he's got the wrong message. Oh, God, don't get me started. It's too late in the evening. Nathaniel is calling from New York. Nathaniel, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Mike, so many things crossed my mind, man, since
I hear you.
Same thing with the dozen. And it's just like I want to run this to you. Three monkeys sit in a coconut tree discussing things as they're said to be. Said one to the other, now listen, you two, there's a rumor going around, this can't be true. That man descended from this noble race, the very idea of a big disgrace. There's more to it, Mike. I wouldn't run it to anybody but you.
I hear you.
I want to run that to you, you know?
I hear you.
We got time.
Yeah.
The whole set, I mean, up in Vietnam. And one day, not doing anything, I like to give you the whole generation of it. And when you said, is there any blacks up here? Yes, sir, boss, we here. Yes, sir, boss, we here.
Yeah, we.
You know, bro.
We here.
George Bush would never find us. Believe me, we are hiding from him.
Uh-huh.
We're hiding from him.
Uh-huh.
But your baby, man, I can see the glory in your voice, you know.
The glory?
The glory in your voice, you can tell, man.
I think what you hear in my voice is all those years I smoked cigarettes and reefer.
I mean, the way you're seeing it, you know, like, it just think about it. You went through the same thing.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
It is, man. Life goes on, man.
I hear you.
Leave it. Reach out, brother.
All right, Nathaniel, thanks for checking in, pal. Send me some. Email me anytime, Nathaniel. Send me something I'm going to read, all right?
My brother.
All right, take it easy. Talk to you later. Mike is calling from Maryland. Mike, welcome to the program.
First time caller here, bud.
Well, welcome aboard.
I think I know why Hackett lost.
Yeah, why?
Well, I think because he used called Bush a SOB and then used him in an ad. Towards the end of the, right before the election.
He put Bush in one of his ads?
Yep, right. It aired just the last couple of days. If we're going to start being honest with ourselves, Hackett called W an SOB,
right.
And he uses him in an ad. Even Ray Charles could see that, or any God-fearing American could see that he's a hypocrite.
Oh, that's cold. That's cold.
I mean, that's not going to win elections. You have to be honest with the people.
Yeah, that's the truth.
If you're not going to be honest, then, you know, anybody can see through a liar.
Well, not true. Shut up! It's not true! If anybody can see through a liar, then what the hell is Bush doing in the White House? Goodbye, Mike! Anybody can see through a liar... No, sorry, Mike. That's not the truth at all. That's not the truth at all. I don't know what Hackett did. I have no idea. How in the hell do you know? You must be a Limbaugh listener, right? That's what Limbaugh said. How in the hell do you know what Hackett used in his commercials? Ah, you're a Limbaugh listener, aren't you, Mike? It's all right. You can come out of the closet. Jesus. You know why Hackett lost, Mike? Because he used Bush. How do you know that? Now, I happen to agree. Any Democrat that sinks so low as to use this pig in the White House in an ad deserves to lose. You know, I watched that happen here in Georgia. I watched it happen in several races here in Georgia. When I think about how our former Senator Max Cleland when was that election, Kathy? Was that 2004? Was it 2004? I don't even remember. I don't even care. I happen to like Max Cleland. But Cleland tried to hide behind Bush's fascism. And he lost his seat to a freak named Saxby Chambliss. Who now is apparently has developed some sort of cancer, I guess. I don't even know. But Max Cleland had a couple of commercials towards the end of the campaign that had Bush. And I thought to myself at the time, Max, even if they steal the election from you, pal, you deserve to lose. You deserve to lose. You know, it'd be like putting a picture of Hitler or Stalin in your ad there, Max. So if Hackett did that, Mark, then he deserved to lose too. But you, my friend, you're a sneaky Limbaugh listener. Nice try, but as usual, you Limbaugh people. Do you know how they make a pate? You know how they take the geese and tip their heads back and they put these funnels down their gullet and then they crank in, what is it, Kathy, ground up corn and overfeed them till their livers swell up and then they butcher the geese and the swollen, diseased livers become pate. Well, that's what Limbaugh listeners are like. You know, he cranks open your throats and shoves something, I won't say what, down into your gullet, and then he pumps in ground up corn until your brains swell up. Is that too graphic? Will is calling from Brooklyn, New York. Will, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Mike.
Yeah, hey.
I think we need to maybe get a Camp Baghdad campaign running, mocking... Russia's Camp Gitmo in terms of, you know, the place where all staff pukes can go to pad their resume.
Yeah, isn't, you know, Limbaugh talking about or criticizing anyone whoever put on a uniform and actually went into a combat zone should be a crime punishable by having his gullet opened up and OxyContin's pumped in.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait a minute, he's already done that. Never mind.
And regarding the Enola Gay, the plaque that commemorates the Enola Gay, where it's on display in I don't know which Air Force military museum, makes no reference absolutely to any of the victims.
Yeah, I know.
And with the Paul Hackett election, I want to know why there was no police officer there and a squad car to escort Jean Schmidt away when she was handing out those personalized nail files. And I don't know if you heard, but earlier today someone called into Randy Rhodes and has videotape of her handing out these nail files and then retreating into the church. Now, I was in Ohio on election day for the presidential campaign,
mm-hmm.
and I saw a police officer in a squad car outside of a polling place there, I don't know for what reason, possibly to intimidate voters away. So why are they there to keep the voters away but not to enforce the rules on the day that they need to?
I think in that part of Ohio, or most parts of Ohio, you know, Ohio's not in the South, but the racism in Ohio is pretty thick. I know, I grew up there. There's a lot of ethnic whites, so-called, who live in Ohio still, third, fourth, fifth, sixth generation now. So a lot of times they send the police around just to make sure the Negroes don't feel too uppity and decide they want to go vote, because everybody knows that the only party a Negro would vote for would be the Democratic Party. So you know how that kind of trash goes. Will, I have to leave it there. Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call. We'll be right back.
To the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Did you hear something that struck a nerve? Tell us about it on Madison's Progressive Voicemail. Call 663-7291. This is the Mike 92.1.
This is a Mother Jones Minute. Our fearless Republican leaders have bungled national security by outing CIA agents and underfunding Homeland Security. What's their next great idea? Bombing Muslim holy sites. Republican Congressman Tom Tancredo recently said the U.S. should respond to Islamic terrorism by trying to, quote, take out their holy sites, unquote. Wait, did he really mean bombing Mecca? Yep. Tancredo accuses anyone who disagrees of being a politically correct Al-Qaeda hugger. But you know what his critics really are? Realists. Realists who know that blowing up holy sites would fuel extremist anger. Who know that it's a wee bit irresponsible for a U.S. congressman to advocate bombing Islam's holiest city. By now, Tancredo should know indiscriminately attacking Arab cities and nations only helps fuel terrorism. Unfortunately, this is a lesson some Republicans have yet to learn. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Randy Rhodes,
loud and left,
on the Mike 92.1.
The only way to polish our image abroad, because we keep on killing the people to whom we'd like to be appealing, that we have a shiny American pro-democracy, pro-facts, pro-truth, pro-checks and balances kind of an image, and you haven't really modeled it very well. Convince the rest of the world that we're really Canada.
Randy Rhodes, weekdays at 5 on the Mike 92.1 and the Mike921.com.
And now, more of Lies and the Lying Liars Who Tell Them, a fair and balanced look at the right.
When I do my corporate speeches, I normally talk to groups that are anywhere from 60 to 97% Republican. They know I'm a liberal, and they're normally aware that they're conservative, so sometimes they're a little nervous that I'll do jokes that make them uncomfortable or angry. Here's how I diffuse the situation. I say, as you can probably figure out from my book, Rush Limbaugh is a Big Fat Idiot, I'm a liberal, and I know you're conservative, and that's okay. See, I've discovered that Democrats can't afford me. Huge laugh. They love this. It makes them feel rich. Then I say, so what I do is I make fun of you, you laugh, and then you pay me. Another huge laugh. Now I can say pretty much anything I want, and they'll just laugh and pay me. Everybody's happy. Democrats are a different story. Unlike corporate events, which, by the way, I love, you can book me on the web, I speak to Democrats for free. I try not to do it too often because, you know, a guy's got to eat. So I pick and choose. And the Democrat I did the most speaking for over the years was Paul Wellstone. Part of it was that I grew up in Minnesota, and Paul knew my folks. In Wellstone's first campaign for the Senate in 1990, my dad was part of a senior citizen theater troupe that did skits for Paul at nursing homes. That's pretty grassroots, don't you think? My dad died in 1993, and my mom went downhill pretty fast. They had been married for 51 years. She got depressed and about 4 years ago went into a severe psychotic depression, which brought with it an exciting element of paranoia. One night at the hospital, I went up to one of the nurses and said, "Excuse me, it's kind of awkward to ask this, but I feel out of loyalty to my mom that I should." "Go ahead," she said. "What I was wondering is, are you pumping poisonous gas into my mom's room? And are you videotaping her? And are you not really a nurse, but actually an actress who is trying to kill my mom?" "No," said the kindly nurse. I didn't think so, but I felt I had to ask. Fortunately, the doctors pulled Mom out of it with some miracle drug, but she's never really been the same.
A public service message from Call to Recycle.
Hi, this is Richard Karn. Recycling your old cell phone is a great thing to do for the environment. Visit calltorecycle.com or call toll-free 877-2-RECYCLE.
About a monkey that became president. Man, you know, I was there on the day the monkey came into this world. His face was round and reddish, and his hair was slightly curled.
No subliminal messages for you to misunderstand. It's Mike Malloy. He's commonsensical.
To this nation's dreams. At first, he didn't seem to be too intelligent at all. Every time he started to walk, he stumbled and he fall. My first impression was to be a most mistaken thought. Lord Almighty, watch this little Harry Monkey run. We gonna let Donnie tell you about it.
We're gonna play the whole thing tonight. It's 9 before the hour. Thanks to our engineers in New York, Colin Tipton and Jason Isaac. Also, David Fizikas, our associate producer in New York. And the Outlaws here. Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch in Illinois, and Mark Marshall, upstate New York, and Jim in Arkansas. Well, not actually upstate New York, just New York, and Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief. Our executive producer is Catherine Bay. All right, a couple of you have emailed into me. What Hackett did in his ad, I've got an email here, it was use Bush's line. I went to the website and saw it. The ad starts out, what is that, 30-second ad. It starts out with Bush standing there saying, "There's no higher calling and service than our armed forces." And then Hackett goes on and says, yeah, that, you know, that's true. And I think he makes the obvious point without making it, that Bush was a cowardly, lying, sneaking son of a bitch, which I believe is what Hackett called him on Randy's program. And ducked out of service while somebody else went and killed and died in his stead. So the caller, where was that freak caller from? Maryland? I forget. Anyway, to that guy, if you're still listening, you know, nice try, you scumbag. You know, how dare you? How dare you with your ignorance call this program and say he used Bush in his commercial? He used Bush in his commercial specifically to show what a chicken, oops, almost said it, what a chicken hawk lion little punk Bush really is. So thanks to everybody who sent in the truth of that ad. And like I say, the caller who pointed it out was just some Limbaugh freak who heard Rush talk about it and didn't know what the ad was about at all. But thanks to the Ohioans and the people not in Ohio who sent the ad in, I appreciate it. And you know, my last question to Mike, that caller, is why isn't your ugly ass in Iraq? You know, why don't you go fight? Why don't you go get killed? Freak. I live in a state where people come home in boxes every damn day. I don't hear from you right-wing chicken hawks. I don't agree with this war. I think every troop should be pulled out and brought home. But how dare some of you slime balls, you right-wingers, how dare you criticize somebody who did serve their country, even though that service may be horribly misguided. Even though
the leader of this country is a Nazi of the highest order. You know, call it what you want. Call it stupidity, call it courage, call it hero. I don't care what you call it. But you right-wing slime balls who sit back in your easy chairs on your well-padded asses and listen to Limbaugh or Hannity, both of whom are chicken hawks, and then call a program like mine with, you know, with your little comments about Bush and the military, don't do it. I'll climb through this telephone and wring your neck. Ah, you pigs. Brian is calling from Cincinnati, Ohio. Brian, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Happy one-year anniversary, buddy.
Thank you.
First-time caller, first-time listener, even though I've been listening to Air America since its inception. Anyway, long story short, I'm glad they clarified the Hackett commercial. I'm just outraged here in Cincinnati tonight. Schmidt on the local news had the nerve to put Hackett down one last time by saying that him pointing out her involvement, I'm so outraged.
Yeah.
Him pointing out her involvement in the scandals in the state government with Taft is like if she were to put him down for Abu Ghraib. She had the nerve to do that on our local news.
Oh, my God.
And in her acceptance speech, say that the voters in the second congressional district in Ohio today just voted one more time for the Bush mandate, and that what was supposed to be the test of whether it was time for a Republican downfall or not just shows that the voters are once again standing behind President Bush and his mandate. What is that about? How can people be so brainwashed?
I don't know. If I had an answer to that, Brian, I don't know. I have no idea. I always find it a shock that people who are specifically injured by Bush policies will continue to support this son of a bitch. I don't understand it. I can't get it through my head. I don't know. As far as Ms. Schmidt is concerned, she's got 18 months, and hopefully someone will come along, maybe Hackett, and defeat her after she has 18 months to go to Washington and do for George what Monica did for Bill.
So, I'm just sickened to be represented by this after already being represented on national level 5 years by that so-called man, and it's just, I thank you for taking my call. You've been entertaining to listen to tonight. I'll definitely tune in again.
All right.
And
thanks, Ryan. I appreciate it. You have a nice evening.
Mike.
All right. Take care. Let me say this one more time. When we take your call on this program, you really don't have to say thank you for taking my call. I don't know where that ever came from, and I know it's intended to be polite, and it is. It's very polite, but it sounds weird to me, okay? It sounds like what I've always heard when I used to listen to right-wing talk. It's our privilege here at Air America that you would call in. It's like, thank you for calling. That's probably, well, as a matter of fact, that's how I finish up every call, don't I, Kathy? Don't I say thanks for checking in? It's our obligation here at Air America to thank you. And thanks for, by the way, thanks for a great year. God, 1 year ago tonight. How about that, Kathy? I'll see you tomorrow night, okay? Take care. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
America Radio.
Okay, Sandra, are you ready for your home's makeover?
Yes!
Okay, we're done.
But you just changed a light bulb.
But wait.
Wow, the walls look brighter, the furniture looks fabulous, the colors are more vibrant.
That's Philips Natural Light at work. Philips Natural Light gives you remarkable light, bringing out the true colors in your decor. It's a makeover with a twist. See what's possible in your home with Philips Natural Light. Philips, sense and simplicity.
Come in and save 10% on all Philips Natural Light products at the Home Depot this month.
You've seen it in the newspapers, heard it on the radio, watched it on TV. The good news about Aleve. The good news about the strength and safety of Aleve. That just two Aleve can stop arthritis pain all day. No wonder Aleve is the number one pharmacist recommended pain reliever for the sixth year in a row. Ask your doctor about the good news. Ask your doctor about Aleve. Pharmacy Time survey among leading OTC oral medications for minor arthritis pain. Use as directed.
Morning's Edition. Overthrow your morning radio routine.
Karl Rove is guilty of treason. I believe he is. Much of America believes he is. The Republicans are trying to spin it differently, though the White House is stonewalling out of fear that they will see the man behind the curtain for who he is, a traitor. Am I right?
Yeah. Morning Sedition, from 5 to 8.
On Madison's Progressive Talk.
The Mike, 92.1.
The Mike, I listen to the Mike.
Streaming online at themike921.com. WXXM Sun Prairie, Madison.
I think we ought to revive my campaign for president. Do we still have that ad, Chris? Hit it. Let's go.